this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. More responsibility for America's top diplomat. Secretary of State Rubio assumes the role of interim national security advisor. President Trump plans to nominate the current national security advisor Mike Waltz for U.N. ambassador. It has been talked about for a very long time. President Trump finally doing it, signing an executive order ending taxpayer funding of NPR and PBS. Made in the USA. The Trump administration wants to see that label on more manufactured goods. Vice President Vance says we are well on the way to realizing that goal.
100 days under Donald Trump's leadership marks the beginning of the industrial renaissance in the United States of America. I believe that a golden age of American manufacturing started 100 days ago, and we're building it right here at Nucor Steel in South Carolina.
Israel comes to the defense of a persecuted religious minority community in Syria, the Israeli military hitting a target in Damascus.
Israeli forces have bombarded an area in the early hours of Friday, very close to the presidential palace. A statement by the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel wanted to send a clear message to the Syrian government that it would not allow Sunni Islamist forces to be sent into Druze areas. The Israeli attack, as well as another Israeli strike on Thursday, followed sectarian clashes in predominantly Druze southern suburbs of the capital this week, in which dozens of people have been killed.
The BBC's David Bamford. We'll get the lowdown on the jobs market later this morning. The government releases the April employment report. The experts expect a slowdown in hiring for March, and we'll see about that. Watching Wall Street, Dow futures are up 219 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 61, S&P futures 28 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to AudionHearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N Hearing.com.
Good morning. It's 6:03 Friday morning, TGIF. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, and of course with Chuck Whitaker. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning.
We had a wreck early this morning, about 30 minutes ago, southbound on the outer loop of the Beltway between 795 and Liberty Road. Two vehicles and a truck with a diesel fuel spill. Looks like they're on the right side. There's a lot of activity there. Of course, the fire department has been there the entire time. The Beltway right now is backed up from that point almost back to Reisterstown Road. The ramp from 795 to the outer loop is going to be affected as well. Not as bad. Once you get south of that, looking at the traffic at Liberty Road, we can see the traffic is getting by. But again, you're dealing with an early backup as you're coming south from Reisterstown Road. Broken down vehicle 95 southbound as you're moving down to the Beltway on the southwest side. It's crowding the left-hand lane after the Caton Avenue Bridge. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
There may be an isolated shower early on this Friday, then a few scattered afternoon showers and thunderstorms with a high up to 87. More rain may fall this evening with an overnight low of 64. Showers and storms will increase through Saturday afternoon with a high near 86 and a wet Sunday with showers and thunderstorms continuing a high of 77. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Bel Air 61 degrees. Dundalk has 69. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. It's 6:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues, being brought to you by Audiology Associates, where silence is not golden. Call audiologist Dr. Melissa Segev, 410-944-3100, or visit them at aaiaudiology.com. Several groups held May Day demonstrations in Baltimore yesterday, converging on McKeldin Square to wrap up their rallies. The city demonstrations included protests against the Trump administration policies that have affected jobs, health care, immigrant rights, and protections for international students. Demonstrations took place across the state and in Frederick, four people arrested for assaulting police. Frederick police say there were several peaceful demonstrations, but one group began striking passing vehicles with umbrellas and escalating tensions. When officers tried to de-escalate the situation, they were assaulted and the suspects were arrested. Officers recovered fireworks, laser pointers, spray paint, and other items used to destroy property or interfere with the police. Former First Mariner Bank executive and Baltimore Blast owner Ed Hale may challenge Wes Moore in the 2026 Democrat primary for Maryland governor. Hale tells the Baltimore Banner that, quote, he's pretty sure he's going to run, adding he thinks Governor Moore will make a run for president. Meanwhile, Governor Moore has repeatedly stated that he will not be running for president. On Thursday, Moore appeared on ABC's The View, where he once again denied that he would enter the presidential race. 6:06 on WCBM right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Coming up next, Steinland Sports.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Sego, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Birds with a day off yesterday, an opportunity to contemplate a 12-18 March and April. A mark that finds them 5.5 games behind New York in the American League East. Tonight they face the Royals at 6:35, taking on one of the hottest hitters in the American League.
Junior hits it well, deep into the right field corner. Meisner turns, yes! Gone for a two-run home run.
That call courtesy of Royals TV, Bobby Witt Jr. extended his hitting streak to 22 last night with that two-run shot as the Royals pound the Rays in Tampa Bay yesterday. 8-2 was the final. Dean Kramer takes the hill for Baltimore tonight. He's 2-4 with a 7.04 earned run average. Takes on Michael Wacha, 1-3 at 3.38. Elsewhere in the AL East, the Red Sox led the Blue Jays 3-1, one out in the eighth.
Lucas, the tying run, Bichette out at second, the go-ahead run.
Sportsnet Toronto with the call. Vlad Guerrero's three-run shot was the difference as the Jays beat the Red Sox 4-3. Derby news. Bob Baffert trainee Rodriguez, a late scratch from Saturday's race because of a foot bruise. Baeza will replace him at 12-1. Coming up in 30 minutes, Ed Hale says being governor could be a blast. And that is Stein on Sports.
Attention small business owners. Imagine cutting your overhead and putting more cash in your pocket. Whether you're a restaurant owner, hairdresser, doctor, lawyer, run a spa, HVAC company, or an electrician, your small business has untapped value. Bank the value of your expertise and spend it on what your personal or business needs. Why pay cash for products and services when you can trade your downtime and excess inventory? Barter Saves works with and helps thousands of local business owners in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and surrounding areas. Visit bartersaves.com today or call 800-9-BARTER and turn what you already have into everything you need.
From Dundalk to the Boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
We're not gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it. Oh, we're not gonna take it anymore. No way.
Time of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. And it is a Friday, May the 2nd, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Welcome to the program. Coming up on the show this morning, Mayor Scott's summer youth plan is being called into question. Democrats insulting Trump and his voters and supporters by constantly referring to them as Hitler and thus Nazis. But our top story here today, it was a love fest. On The View, softballs galore. Joy Blowhard salivating over Governor Westmore, along with, actually, Whoopi was pretty quiet. Sonny Hostin was bad. The alleged, pseudo-Republican, what's her name, Farrah? Can't remember her last name. Yeah. And Sarah Haynes, all there yesterday, just gushing over Governor Moore, who made some incredible statements. This is the first of many.
We've been able to lead amongst the fastest and most encouraging drop in violent crime anywhere in the country. Wow. The last time the homicide rate was this low in Baltimore City, I wasn't born yet.
No. Yeah. Wow.
It was a little over 50 years ago.
Yeah.
And we see how we've been able to lead with a measure of fiscal discipline that I think people appreciate, where we've taken the state from a structural deficit into a structural surplus and still managed to give the middle class a tax cut.
Wow.
Mm.
We'll play the orgy of the love fest a little bit later on in the show. You're going to want to hear this. It really is amazing. But first, yeah, violent crime is down. Baltimore just had its lowest homicide rate in a month, monthly rate in a long, long time. But we have an explosion of juvenile crime.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about this now ad nauseum for most of his term. Vinny Schiraldi and the youth crime is off the charts. So you can crow about the violent crime being down, but the explosion in youth crime is now taking its place. So not too much. And this is the only guy I know in history that takes a $5 billion surplus and turns it into a $3 billion deficit. That's an $8 billion swing and calls that fiscal discipline.
I know. Yeah. I thought, wait a minute, though. He took a bad money thing and turned it into a good money thing. I thought we had a lot of money when he took office and had none now.
And then says he's going to give a tax cut to 94% of us who are left residing in this state, which is going to be wiped out by all the 500 mm-hmm. increases in permits and fees and taxes and so on and so forth, regulatory fees. It's got whatever tax cut you get. I think the average was what? $58 or something,
mm-hmm.
Is going to be completely wiped out. Then he waded into the immigration arena.
This actually has nothing to do with him.
Yeah.
And in many ways, frankly, it has nothing to do with immigration. Because if the president really cared about solving the immigration problem, the chaos of the immigration system that we have in this country, do you know what he could do? He could call Speaker Johnson right now and say, Speaker Johnson, I need a comprehensive immigration bill on my desk tomorrow. And yeah. You know what would be on his desk tomorrow? A comprehensive immigration bill.
Because there's one been done.
He controls the House and the Senate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he could literally do it tomorrow.
Yeah, but
yeah. Wow. Wow. You're so right. Oh, Mr. Governor, oh my God, you're so right. We've never had anybody on the set that's ever been so right.
I didn't realize that there was a Republican supermajority in both houses, by the way.
Well,
learn something new every day.
You don't need a comprehensive immigration bill. You just need to enforce the current laws on the books, which is exactly what President Trump is doing. Governor Moore might land himself on the sanctuary state list after that. Who knows?
6:13 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCVM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Here he is, looking forward to a week with absolutely no barbs being thrown his way whatsoever. Chuck Whitaker.
Oh, you got to be kidding. As long as you're around. Don't lie to Chucky first thing.
Don't lie to Chucky.
The only reason I do that is to practice for the upcoming Chuck Roast.
I know. That's an important
thing.
You have
to sharpen your skills.
You realize we've been practicing for 25 years.
Yeah, you get that.
Well, we knew one day it would come.
Yes.
Yes, and it finally is getting near, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It's not very far now. The outer loop of the Beltway, this problem happened around 5:30 this morning. Two vehicles and a tractor trailer ran together, and apparently the saddle tank on the tractor trailer had a hole in it, and they have a problem. They had a hazmat unit there. They have all kind of stuff. Outer loop after the bridge here at Old Court Road, 795, and before Liberty Road, still affecting traffic on the right side. And with this spill, they're going to be here for a while. So we're backed up from that point back towards the area at Reisterstown Road. There is traffic getting by. I can see that at the camera at Liberty Road. So you'll be able to move over and get by it, but it's going to take from Reisterstown Road down to the accident scene probably 15, maybe 20 minutes right now through that area. 795 South, watch your speed as well. There's a broken down FedEx truck crowding the left-hand lane, 95 southbound. Once you get south of Caton Avenue, the traffic that would be taking the ramp to the outer loop of the Beltway is affected there. So we're a little bit slow as you're going south of Camden Yards on 95 South. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast for this Friday is going to be a mixture of sun and clouds. Chance for scattered showers and storms throughout the day. 87 today. Rain is expected overnight. Tomorrow, scattered showers and storms. 86, the expected high. Right now, we're looking at 64 and cloudy in Columbia, at 65 in Owingsville. It's time for some one-liner news. It has been discovered that weight loss drugs Wegovy and Ozempic have an unexpected benefit. The drugs can reverse the effects of fatty liver disease. So,
wow.
Now you go from that to skinny liver disease. That's what it does, folks. Bill Belichick.
You sure that's the way that works?
Bill Belichick now publicly defending his much younger girlfriend after an awkward interview on CBS Sunday Morning. Belichick says he's tired of the fake narratives. He said her narratives are 100% real.
Yeah, sure.
So just
you see all the real estate she's picked up?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They apparently met on a flight or something in 2021.
She was a college cheerleader at the time, I think.
She was also a Miss Maine, I think, beauty contestant.
Yeah. She's in his pocketbook. That's what's going on.
Longtime Fox and Friends star Steve Ducey announced he's stepping back from the daily hosting role of the show. Now will appear remotely in three short weekly segments. Of course, knows who will replace Ducey. Many of the odds makers have Ryan Seacrest, because he replaces everybody.
Everybody.
Right.
I have it that Peter Ducey, his son, is going to replace Steve on Fox and Friends and give up the White House correspondent thing.
That's too bad, because he's one of the few reporters who actually asks questions.
Congress is proposing a new law that would require Apple and Google to verify a user's age before allowing them to access their app stores. I think more importantly, I would make sure that they don't have mom and dad's credit card, because that's where most of the damage is done. Elon Musk recently quoted as saying that Doge is a way of life. He said, like Buddhism. Buddhism, as the goal of Buddhism is to achieve freedom from desire.
Wow.
And the Doge is the freedom of government desire, of your tax dollars, basically. Yeah. Did you see Jesse Waters, his report with Doge?
No.
He sat down with the entire Doge team the other night. It was fascinating.
Yeah, I saw some of it. It was good.
One of the excerpts was they found millions of dollars being spent. Because there's nothing's coded. When the Treasury checks go out, there's no code on the checks what it's for. So they've changed that now. There's a code where you actually know that it's going to Education Department or whatever. They found that in the Education Department of Education, which, by the way, is going to be dismantled by Linda McMahon, they found that there were hundreds of millions of dollars that went into this fund for parties.
And for parties?
For parties. They would lease out stadiums for these parties, especially during COVID. So it's just, what I think they need to do, we talked about it in the past, is give us the specific stadium, the entity that leased out the stadium, and who the party was for.
Yeah.
That's, I think that would carry much more weight with the American people, rather than just a generic, $150 million was spent on leasing out a stadium for a party. Give us the stadium, give us the people that were involved.
Ooh, that's some party.
The favorite to win Saturday's Kentucky Derby is a horse named Journalism. It'd be the first time you see actual journalism on network television.
Isn't there another horse running named Publisher?
Yes.
That's funny.
That is funny. White House National Security Advisor Mike Waltz out as National Security Advisor along with his cohort Alex Wong. And we found out through accidentally, Waltz put it on Signal the other day.
And now he's going to the UN.
Well, I think that's going to be a brutal confirmation hearing. We'll see if he makes it.
I would think so.
Yeah, the long knives are out, especially by the rhinos, Murkowski, Collins, McConnell, et cetera.
Both of those need to go anyway.
By the way, Chuck, in celebration of one of your favorite days today, it's National No Pants Day.
Don't you hate pants?
Yeah. So
no
are you celebrating by this morning pantsless traffic
I don't
reports?
Have pants on.
Pantsless Johnson.
No, I have golf shorts on.
Okay.
Well, that's the same thing.
No, it's not.
to celebrate National Pants Day, you must not wear any pants.
These are not pants.
Long
these
or short.
Shorts.
Yeah. Chuck, you have on BVDs, not golf shorts.
Now, wait a minute now. Let's not get carried away here.
They're very colored.
You don't even want to know, because if I tell you, it'll ruin the rest of your day.
If I told you, what is one of the most number one arguments in marriages today that couples really, really argue over? What do you think
it
is?
Money.
Money, yeah, money is always up there, but this is even more so than money.
Really?
Yes. It's how to load the dishwasher.
Oh. I think for guys, beat a hasty retreat on this one. This is not the hill you want to die on. This is not the hill you want to die on.
So for instance, coffee mugs, they go top or bottom?
Top.
Top.
Top, yeah. All right. Knives, pointed up or down?
Down.
Yeah. But apparently there are people that believe the blade goes up.
I always have them up.
Wooden spoons, yes or no?
No.
No, I hand wash them.
No, yeah. No, they do not go in the dishwasher.
But then every once in a while, I'll pour boiling water on them to kill off anything that might exist.
Yeah. Well,
don't just lick them off.
Licking is the other alternative. That works.
Preferably, he doesn't do that while he's pouring the boiling water on the wooden spoon. That would explain a lot. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. 6:21, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
James White, professional hypnotist. 410-661-1111.
Jim, you've been talking about hypnosis on WCVM for many years, and you talk about all sorts of problems that can be solved with your hypnosis, besides drinking and smoking.
Like gambling, that's a single session. PTSD, well, that's 5 sessions every 3 months. Ovarian cysts and menstrual problems for women, usually just 1 session. Taking college tests. And sports, excellent for golf, a day or two before the tournaments, tennis, archery, wrestling, too many to mention.
So you can help people quit smoking, quit drinking, quit gambling, handle stress better, and improve in sports like golf? And Rory McIlroy just won the Masters.
Well, for something like that, you want to see him a day before he does the tournament. Oh my gosh, it's fantastic.
Jim, you do it all. Tell the listeners how they can reach you.
James White, professional hypnotist. 410-661-1111. 410-661-1111.
Since 2004, Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has been your trusted name in automotive diagnostics and repair. Located at 10821 Philadelphia Road, we deliver dealer quality parts and service without the dealer price tag. Need fleet services? We got you covered. Our ASE certified technicians guarantee top-notch results for your vehicle. Call 410-335-8848. That's 410-335-8848. Or visit JimBarbieAutomotive.com. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Good morning. It's 6:23 Friday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
The wreck on the Beltway is on the outer loop. It's between 795 and Liberty Road. Involves a tractor trailer and a fuel spill. A couple of other vehicles were involved. The backup is all the way back here towards the ramp and the bridge at Reisterstown Road. So this is a big problem already for the traffic leaving Pikesville and trying to come down to the Beltway. There's not an easy way to get around. So when you get right to 795, you need to be to the center and the left-hand lane. I can tell you this, at Liberty Road, everybody's okay from there. And because of that, there's no problem south of Liberty Road all the way down through Frederick Road. But all the activity and with the fuel spill and the hazmat teams there, because of that, this backup is still there. 795, you'll have a delay, of course, at the south end. So far, nothing major at the Harbor Tunnels. The broken down FedEx truck has cleared. All the lanes are back open. Now on 95, approaching the Beltway over on the southwest side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says a partly sunny day today. Chance for scattered showers and storms and a high of 87. Going to be a wet weekend, at least for the first part of it. Right now, it is 67, mostly cloudy in Annapolis, 65 in Ellicott City. You're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Governor Moore on with the hands on the view. Whoopi and Joy and Sarah and Sonny and Farrah. The entire crew was there yesterday, just fawning all over Governor Moore. And I thought this was an interesting clip when he talks about how he goes out among the people to assess the community's needs.
I go out and I talk to the farmers out on the Eastern Shore, who have had, and agriculture is the largest industry in the state of Maryland. And I talk to these farmers who have had family businesses for over 100 years who are now wondering if they can survive the next 6 months because of these tariff policies.
Really? Have you talked to the farmers in northern Baltimore County, Carroll County, or Frederick County about to have their land taken from them because of your policies, your party's policies, war on fossil fuel, this climate change crap? People are about ready to lose their land, the legacy of their farms because of this. But you're really connected to the community, aren't you, Mr. Governor? Just unbelievable. And it's this kind of aggravation and frustration that has led now to Ed Hale Sr., the former bank exec, First Mariner Bank, owner of the Baltimore Blast, and his shipping company. He is now contemplating challenging Governor Moore. Ed Hale has he's been on this program before. He's called into this program before, and he's certainly welcome to do so again because he hasn't really launched yet. But he says, quote, "I'm concerned about the taxes in the state and jobs being lost because of federal cutbacks. There should be more emphasis on economic development in this state." And he's right about that, 100% right. He's kind of like an old school Democrat, is Ed. And I think he looks at what's happening in Maryland. He used to live in Baltimore County. I think he's now over the Eastern Shore. And he's thinking about filing out the paperwork to file for governor. And he's speaking with pollster Patrick Gonzalez about doing some work for him to find out if there's a path, if there's a lane that he can fill. And right now, of course, Moore has been wildly popular after smoking, the previous Dan Cox and that gubernatorial candidate, which was the traps were set for him by Lockdown Larry, of course. But now he said yesterday, we'll get into this here a little bit later about his run, whether or not he's running in 28 on The View. But so now John Myrick is the only Republican candidate to file paperwork so far. He announced his lieutenant governor, former state delegate friend of time from Washington County, as his running mate. And for lieutenant gubernatorial candidate. So Larry Hogan is still eligible to run again on the Republican side. Well, so what do you think about Ed Hale Sr. as a potential Democrat primary challenger?
Well, he's proven he's a good manager, running the bank and doing well with the Blast. As far as the management circles go, I don't know his politics as deeply as I should, I suspect, but he's just announced. We'll find out, I would think, pretty quickly over time. I think he's a business-oriented Democrat, though,
which would be completely a complete
change.
Turnaround, if you will, from the progressives in this state.
Yeah, because progressives, again, they operate under the false assumption that you can tax people like crazy and they won't do the rational thing, and that is get out of the way of your taxes by moving. I think Hale's much more realist on that kind of topic. But, of course, I think that there are so many progressives in the Democrat Party in the state right now. I'm not sure that that's going to be a saleable message for them in their primary.
Right. But here's your Baltimore Sun paper, which, now is owned by the Smith brothers over at Sinclair. Already the long knives are out. 2015 Wall Street Journal article reports that Hale assisted the CIA by allowing operatives to use his business as a cover. And then in 2011, he was charged with bringing a loaded gun to BWI. Court records show he was granted probation, ultimately forced to pay a fine for the incident. How about all the good things that Ed Hale did as a businessman for Baltimore County and for the state of Maryland? That gets left out of the equation here in this introductory article. So it's going to be the long knives are going to be out for Ed Hale Sr., especially because he is not your modern-day version of the Democrat Party, right, which has been completely hijacked by the radical progressive left. So there would be a choice. There would be a big choice between a Wes Moore and Ed Hale Sr., Democrat.
Be able to tell by the primary exactly how far left the state has moved. and whether there's still the prospect of, on a broader scale, whether there's prospect of actually adding Republican seats in Congress.
Well, he has not announced yet. He is. This is exploratory.
Right, exploratory.
So when if he continues to explore, and if he does announce, we'll get him on the air. We'll talk with Ed and about his policies and what his vision is for the state, and see if it's going to gel with the voters and come to in 26, which is the next big gubernatorial election. So we'll see what happens. It is coming up on 6:30, and coming up next, Democrats continue to insult Trump and his supporters, MAGA Nation, by referring to him as Hitler. That would make all of us Nazis, wouldn't it? 6:30, time for news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Several groups held May Day demonstrations in Baltimore, converging on McKellen Square to wrap up their rallies. The city demonstrations included protests against the Trump administration policies that have affected jobs, health care, immigrant rights, and protections for international students, or so they say. Demonstrations took place across the state, and in Frederick, four people arrested for assaulting police during one of their protests out there on May Day. Former First Mariner Bank executive and Baltimore Blast owner Ed Hale may challenge Wes Moore in the 2026 Democrat primary for Maryland governor. Hale tells the Baltimore Banner that he's pretty sure he'll run, adding he thinks Governor Moore will make a run for president. Meanwhile, Governor Moore has repeatedly stated he will not be running for president. Maryland U.S. Senator Chris Van Hollen, Democrat colleagues, introduced legislation requiring a report from the Trump administration on its compliance with court orders for deportations to El Salvador. The measure also calls for an assessment of El Salvador's human rights record and would require the administration to confirm if U.S. funds are being used to support the detention of U.S. residents. Under existing Senate rules, if the administration fails to produce the report, security assistance to El Salvador would be prohibited by federal law. Senator Angela Alsobrooks says she is fighting back against canceled flood prevention funding for communities in the state, including Crisfield. During a Banking, Housing, and Urban Affairs Committee, Alsobrooks said the cuts are disastrous to communities that rely on the grants to stay safe during floods. The senator says in Maryland alone, there are $150 million worth of flood mitigation projects that are going to be canceled because of the loss of FEMA's Building Resilient Infrastructure and Communities program. 6:32 right now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Coming up next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, attention Maryland business owners, did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now every month your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Lottery numbers from last night. Your pick three was 389, pick four, 9226. And now, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
There's a big delay on the Beltway as you're coming down the outer loop. The wreck at 5:30 this morning involved a tractor trailer with a fuel spill. A couple of vehicles outer loop right before Liberty Road, still affecting the right lane with the cleanup and the hazmat teams in that area. So the Beltway at that point begins to back up there, goes all the way back to Reisterstown Road. I just looked at 795, and now they're backing up at McDonough Road. So anybody south from Owings Mills Boulevard, you have to come down through there as well. So that's a long delay now, 20-minute delays, if not longer, for both the Beltway and increasing delays for 795 southbound. The Old Harbor Tunnel now with the normal delays, heavy traffic south of the Erdman Avenue ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
There may be an isolated shower early on this Friday, then a few scattered afternoon showers and thunderstorms with a high up to 87. More rain may fall this evening with an overnight low of 64. Showers and storms will increase through Saturday afternoon with a high near 86 and a wet Sunday with showers and thunderstorms continuing to high of 77. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Hi, I'm Kyle at Blinds.com, and we sell custom blinds, shades, and shutters at low prices. Our blinds are handcrafted to fit your windows, and if they don't, for any reason, we'll remake them for free. Your satisfaction is always guaranteed at Blinds.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Birds hoping for a May reboot beginning tonight as they open a weekend series against the Royals. O's looking to reverse some early season numbers, which has them near the bottom in most batting and pitching categories in Major League Baseball. Manager Brandon Hyde acknowledges the struggles.
I mean, it's been a rocky road. It's been, you know, we've been inconsistent offensively. The starting pitching has been, a challenge up until this point.
Since Easter, the Orioles are a shocking 8-for-91 with runners in scoring position. They're 27th in the league in batting overall. They're next to last in earned run average. Other baseball news, MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred telling Dane Perry of CBS Sports he's trying to, quote, sort through, unquote, if baseball players can participate in the 2028 Olympics. Bryce Harper, Aaron Judge, and Shohei Ohtani have been among the most outspoken advocates. However, the Olympics would occur during the Major League Baseball season. Ravens unveil their rookie class to the media this weekend in Owings Mills, shoring up the defense with their top two picks in safety Malachi Starks and edge rusher Mike Green. Head coach John Harbaugh says they'll stand out.
Like that, these first two guys, defensive guys, are going to... You're going to notice him when we get out there the first day. I mean, Malachi's going to be—he's going to be flying around, taking charge, and Mike's going to be flying around. You know, he won't be calling defenses back there, but he'll be coming off the edge, and he's physical against the run. And
NBA playoffs: Knicks saw a double-digit lead disappear late last night against Detroit. Time running out now with seconds to play. Game tied at 113.
Thompson digging in defensively. 8 seconds. Brunson stops on a dime. Launches. Oh yeah! Jalen Brunson buries it!
With 4 seconds to play, Ian Eagle with the call on TNT. Jalen Brunson bails out the Knicks, 116-113 over Detroit. They'll face the Celtics in an Eastern Conference semifinal. Derby news, Bob Baffert trainee Rodriguez has been scratched from Saturday's race because of a foot bruise. The horse was considered to be among the pace setters for the Derby. Baeza will replace Rodriguez at 12-1. Baffert still has one Kentucky Derby horse in 2-year-old champion Citizen Bull. Remember, Baffert had been suspended for 3 years from the Derby for violations. Journalism, by the way, still the favorite at 3-1 for Derby number 151. The time now is 6:37. When we return, here's the ticket for Ed Hale.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
As you guys have already outlined, Baltimore Blast owner Ed Hale making news this morning, not for his soccer team, but for his potential political ambitions. Hale saying that he is close to mulling over, he actually is mulling over, a run for governor in the upcoming election. So here's the ticket. This is what I would propose, okay? Ed Hale for governor.
Mm-hmm.
Sean Casey for lieutenant governor. What do you think about that, Sean?
I would not seek national office, nor would I ever run.
It's not national.
State office, any kind of office.
I'm going to be the comptroller because I can handle money.
Yeah.
And Bruce, you'll be the spokesperson.
Okay, good at that.
What do you think about that? In the morning show. But then we wouldn't be able to be on the air anymore, right?
Which would probably be
a good thing.
Yeah. Just take that as a second job.
You know? What, you mean the governor thing or, yeah, or this governor thing?
You know, it's interesting because we're now reaching a crossroads in the state where the voters and residents of the state are going to have to make some hard decisions about the future. And what Ed Hale is, I do know Ed, and I think he is, he's a guy that is concerned about business in this state, the business environment. He's watching it as we hammer storage and business. He's watching people leave the state, having to retire elsewhere that can no longer afford to live here. And he's watching the incredible tax burden. So I think there's going to be a stark choice. If he decides to jump into the race, I think it's going to be a pretty big distinction in between him and Westmore.
And even if he doesn't decide to jump in the race, and I worked for Ed for many years, so I know all of his good characteristics, right. His loyalty, his drive, his ambition to win, etc. Even if he doesn't jump into the race, somebody like Ed may jump into the race, and then I think that, like you say, that choice is stark. Well, I think we're at a crossroads right now.
The other thing I think Ed brings is that he, I think, would be able to raise money, especially from some old school Democrat donors that are tired of this progressive leftist Marxist nonsense. That's the big key there. Can he get enough? Can he raise enough money to make a successful run?
Well, the other key is, can a Blue Dog Democrat win in Maryland?
Yeah, that's the question.
And that's
the last time a Blue Dog Democrat ran on this platform and won was Larry Hogan.
Yes, exactly.
Just saying.
Yeah.
All right.
Gotcha.
Thanks, Gary. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
Interesting, yesterday, Sean down in D.C., Georgetown University has now refused to cave to anti-Israel agitators, saying that they will not divest and they will not participate with companies that refuse to do business with Israel. They will enjoy doing business with Israel. They give Israel their full support. Now, this is in stark contrast to what's happening at some other universities. For example, at Yale, at Harvard, at some of the other Ivies, the anti-Semitism continues pretty much unabated. Alan Dershowitz, a graduate of Harvard, said that Harvard, observably, is profoundly anti-Semitic.
Harvard cannot use academic freedom as an excuse and a justification for teaching anti-Americanism, anti-Semitism, anti-Zionism. It's a structural problem. It goes deep. The DEI, the diversity, equity, and inclusion, is anti-Semitic to its core.
Yeah, it is anti-Semitic to its core, and he points out that it's within the authority of the federal government in this kind of situation to step in, to tell Harvard, for example, no, we're not going to continue giving you lots of money if you continue to endorse the kind of behavior we're seeing. Silence is consent. So if you are silent in the face of these protesters who get on and who are anti-Israeli and anti-Jewish, who harass Jewish students on campus, sorry, we're cutting off the money. Dershowitz said, it's perfectly fine for the feds to step in and say, no.
Intersectionality, black theory, racial theory, queer theory, they're all part of this attempt to try to promote a worldview that is essentially anti-American, anti-Semitic. The universities are not doing enough about it, and so the federal government has to step in the way they did in the 1950s when they have to step in to prevent segregation and discrimination against black people.
Now, of course, this is a little different, that this is discrimination against black people in public accommodations, public schools. Whether the exact parallel works here, I'm not positive, but Dershowitz is pretty much convinced that it is. And, of course, he's the Harvard-educated lawyer, not me. He says this discrimination is discrimination. It doesn't matter if you're discriminating against blacks in school or Jews in school or Asians in school. Discrimination, it's discrimination, is discrimination.
You cannot distinguish between discriminating against blacks on the one hand and discriminating against Jews on the other hand and Christians on the other hand. So the federal government has a role to play here, and it should play it constructively, and it shouldn't be afraid of taking on these claims of academic freedom and freedom of speech, because they're applying a double standard.
Indeed they are. Now, there's a woman named Batya Ungar Sargon. She is the deputy opinion editor of Newsweek, formerly served as the opinion editor of The Forward, which is a very leftist kind of publication. And she has some pretty strong things to say. She is Jewish. Her parents are Jewish. Lost a lot of her family in the Holocaust, as an awful lot of American Jews did. You'll hear from her coming up on Talk Radio 680, WCBM. First, though, 643. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
It's always a problem early on the Beltway. It seems like this started at 5:30. Tractor trailer and two vehicles involved. Outer loop before Liberty Road. There was a leak in the fuel tank from the tractor trailer. Was diesel on the roadway. I'm not sure if they have to unload the whole thing or not.
but there's been a lot of activity there. It's still there, and some traffic is getting by. It looks like to the left-hand side. We're still backed up towards Reisterstown Road, and there's still an impact on 795 for the traffic southbound through that area. So that continues to be a problem. Not bad at the tunnels. The backup on 895 is just a slowdown coming south from the Erdman Avenue ramp, and 95 still looks good. Just taking a look there at O'Donnell Street and for the traffic going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. JFX, you're okay from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says a mixture of sun and clouds this morning. Chance of scattered showers and storms throughout the day today. 87. It's 66 and cloudy in the city. 67 in Arnold. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name, the Bellaball Johnson.
When 900 years old you reach, look as good you will not.
All right, Applebee's adding two sizzling skillets to the two for $25 deal. You get the new hot honey glazed chicken and the bacon skillet and the garlic sirloin skillet for a limited time.
Wow.
These are sizzling skillets. They come out hot, as they say. Much like Chuck. The new Ritz crackers get a summer tan with the arrival of the new limited edition Ritz Sun-Kissed crackers.
Yeah.
Extra toasty.
They taste like coconut body oil. Other than that.
Crispy baked experience with a buttery flavored salty taste. You know, and love from the Ritz brand. A box costs you about $3.88 at Walmart. If you like Cinnabon iced coffee, it's here to turn your mall memories into a sweet buzz. Anyone remember hitting up the Cinnabon at the mall back in the day? International Delight tapping into that nostalgia with their newest indulgence, Cinnabon iced coffee. So you get the blend of cinnamon and cream cheese frosting flavors in your coffee.
I saw the most disgusting thing, by the way, about a week ago. It was outside a Cinnabon. I saw somebody eat the outside part of the Cinnabon and then throw away the middle part.
Really?
The cinnamoniest part of the cinnamon.
They just like the frosting. They just buy the frosting.
Honestly, just lick it, for heaven's sakes. I mean, why bother at throwing away the cinnamoniest part of the cinnamony cinnamon?
Yeah. My youngest son, who's now 30, by the way, used to do that when he was little. Cupcakes. You get a cupcake, he would eat the frosting and toss the cake.
Wow.
He just liked the frosting.
How long
sugar.
Did it take you to pick it out of the trash, please?
It took about a minute and a half.
Right.
That's what I figured. Okay, that's good. It's 5-second rule.
Salted caramel staging a big comeback in 2025. This is the land of salted butter and even saltier caramel. The sweet-salty combo turned into a global favorite. It started in France, by the way, and has made its way around the world. So there's, for some reason, people just can't resist salted caramel. It's hotter than ever. 78% rise in new product launches from back in 2017 to currently. So now some of the things we're seeing, KFC, salted caramel craze flavored glaze, Butterfinger salted caramel candy bar, Lay's potato chips, salted caramel, Starbucks salted caramel cold foam brew, and Haagen-Dazs' sea salt caramel ice cream, which I did have. That was good, too. And there's a good gelato make. Talenti makes it.
Yeah.
Very good sea salted caramel, if you like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So good stuff. All right, how's that Blackstone going?
That Blackstone is wonderful.
Yeah. How much so? What's the best meal you've made on it so far?
Cowboy ribeyes, baked potatoes, and caramelized onions.
Now, you do the baked potato on the Blackstone?
Yeah.
Wow.
Put that on early. Let that get good and hot.
Right.
That turns out better than the spaghetti?
Better than spaghetti?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
You know, you make your spaghetti. I mean, that's great, spaghetti on the black stuff.
Spaghetti on a grill?
Griddle? Yeah.
You're out of your mind.
No, I try it.
I'm not going to try it. You can't make me.
You know, that'll be fun to watch. That's for sure.
Cowboy ribeye, marvelous.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah,
blackened on both sides. Oh, my Lord.
That's the best. Where you blacken on both sides and it's that medium rare on the inside. That's the perfect steak.
I got one of those digital thermometers, like they said, you know.
Yeah.
And a meat probe that I'm going to use on Bruce next week.
Okay. That will sell tickets, too. That'll be the next Pints in Politics.
Yes,
come watch Chuck insert the meat probe. All right, we'll see.
But, you know, it's hooked up to a smartwatch, so it's all good.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't have a smartwatch. You know that. I mean, come on.
6:48. Chuck will see you in a couple, 12 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Ellie. You know, Obama judge has ordered release of a Columbia student. His name, Mohsan Badawi. He told a Vermont gun store owner he had extensive firearm experience and used it to kill Jews in Palestine. So this guy was free on bail after the judge ordered his release. 34-year-old U.S. permanent resident, that's a green card holder, who was raised in a refugee camp in the West Bank. And he told multiple people that he used to modify guns to make them into automatic machine guns so he could kill more Jews. That's just the kind of guy we want in our country right now.
And, absolutely.
You know, if you're a green card holder, if you violate any kind of immigration order, out you go. Yeah. And by the way, you also have to register for selective service. I'm wondering if this guy did register. If he didn't,
well, he has light arms training. Yeah,
he should be booted.
Batya Ungar Sargon, the opinion editor initially at the Forward, she's now over at Newsweek. While she was at the Forward, she took a lot of heat because they said that she was weaponizing claims of anti-Semitism, displaying a right-wing Zionist editorial stance. Well, I don't think so. Having read some of her stuff, it does seem to me that she is dead on when it comes to issues like calling politicians Hitler.
In addition to it being deeply offensive to Jews, to call Trump Hitler is to call over 80 million Americans, 35% of Jewish Americans, 56% of Hispanic men, and the majority of Americans who make under $100,000 a year, Nazis, because those are the people who gave Donald Trump his victory.
Yeah, apparently we have 77 million brown shirts in the country right now who just enabled Hitler to take over the presidency. That's basically, if you listen to a lot of the Democrats, that's what they're saying. And of course, it's hyperbole. In my view, it's incredibly inappropriate. In her view, it's dangerous.
I just have a pro tip for any Democrats who are thinking about winning back the working class, those people who make under $100,000 a year, who a majority of whom voted for Trump. You should have a visceral disgust for someone like Larry David, who's worth $400 million, sitting there and smearing the hardest working Americans for refusing to co-sign their own disinheritance. That's effectively what they are doing when these millionaires come out here and call Trump Hitler.
Yeah. And they do that because they have no ideas. They have no solutions. They have no ideology that would work in America today. So therefore, they've got to demonize their opponent. That's the only way they can get some kind of equilibrium. It's amazing and disgusting at the same time. So.
My wife is a daughter of a Holocaust survivor.
It's so offensive.
It's incredibly offensive. If you're going to call a politician Hitler, you better be able to point at around 6 million individuals he sent to the gas ovens.
6:51, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Is your wear and carry permit about to expire? Don't wait until it's too late. At Free State Gun Range, we offer initial and renewal courses to keep you prepared and protected. Our certification is valid for 2 years, so you can be confident you're up to date and ready to go. Whether you're renewing or starting fresh, our expert instructors provide hands-on, top-notch training. Lock in your training now before prices go up. Secure your spot today. Your safety depends on it. Call Free State Gun Range now.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118.
Attention small business owners. Imagine cutting your overhead and putting more cash in your pocket. Whether you're a restaurant owner, hairdresser, doctor, lawyer, run a spa, HVAC company, or an electrician, your small business has untapped value. Bank the value of your expertise and spend it on what your personal or business needs. Why pay cash for products and services when you can trade your downtime and excess inventory? Barter Saves works with and helps thousands of local business owners in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and surrounding areas. Visit bartersaves.com today or call 800-9-BARTER and turn what you already have into everything you need.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturdays at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it. Minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM at 6:53 Friday morning. Once again, traffic and weather on the threes. Here he is, Meat Probe Johnson.
You don't want to go there, I can tell you that. The outer loop is still backed up to Reisterstown Road from this wreck, which is all the way down at Liberty Road, involving a tractor trailer and a fuel spill and a couple of vehicles that happened around 5:30 this morning. Still there with the hazmat team on the scene for the diesel fuel spill. We are getting traffic by, but we're backed up right here, looking at the camera right here at the bridge at Reisterstown Road. So from there down to Liberty Road, that's probably over 2 miles or so of heavy traffic. And then 795 southbound is still going to get a delay as well. I'm going to change the camera here and look at McDonald Road. It's not bad, and it's not backed up to Owings Mills Boulevard, but it's going to be slow right there at McDonald Road. The rest of the Beltway is doing okay. Some delays, but they're tolerable right now, moving south into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. And have you tried the over-the-counter products for your foot pain and nothing seems to work? If that's you, it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. Stop the pain that's stopping you. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today, or just stop by the store nearest you.
Weather channel forecast, partly cloudy today, chance scattered showers, storms throughout the day today. 87 the expected high, overnight low 64, then maybe some more showers and storms tomorrow. 86 right now, 68 and cloudy in Edgewater, 64 in Bel Air. As the headlines screams in your Baltimore Sun paper this morning, Baltimore is now homicide rate drops to the lowest monthly rate in recorded history. And that's great news. Mm-hmm. And that's great. I mean, I don't know if that's verifiable. I don't necessarily know if I believe it. But let's assume for 1 second it's true. Now, the other problem is they've completely ignored the explosion of juvenile crime.
Yeah.
And we've seen that with carjackings and armed robberies and you name it, the street bikes and so on and so forth, the lawlessness that the youths operate under. And now, of course, the mayor has announced his summer youth strategy plan, the youth engagement strategy plan, as he calls it. City Councilman Mark Conway held a public hearing last night at Eastside Westside High School, where residents gathered together to voice their opinions. One of the mayor's spokesperson, his name is Tyler Schnella. He says that they've got a plan to engage with the youths.
Our goal is to ensure that we keep our young people safe, connected, and engaged. And yes, when necessary, hold them accountable if their actions place themselves or others at risk. And to those who say we aren't doing enough, I want to counter that narrative. There's always space for growth.
Well, I don't know if Mr. Schnell actually lives in the city. I'm assuming he does. But there are other residents who do live in the city, and they say it's out of control.
What programs are they planning on offering our juveniles to help them to keep from going to the street? It's quite a problem in the area that I live in. There are juveniles out of total control.
Yeah, that's most of the areas of the city these days. Very few escape it. And the new Monsey director, Stephanie Mavronis, she details what the mayor and what Monsey's strategy is going to be.
First and foremost, we're covering a larger area, so we don't broadcast exactly where we'll be, but we are covering more areas just in response to some of where we saw young people gathering last summer.
Will there be more police?
Police deployment, I will defer to police on that.
Yeah, because they're not the police. Even though Mayor Scott believes the Safe Streets employees are equivalent to the police.
Yeah, right.
And he said so before in the past. So I'm not sure, maybe she needs to talk to the mayor because they're not on the same page on the Safe Streets. But Fox 45 last year several times reported issues including juvenile curfew violations, large gatherings. Remember the ones in Fells Point? You talk about lawlessness, open containers, and people assaulting police officers, police cars, etc. So what are the police going to do? Well, here's Deputy Commissioner Kevin Jones. Doesn't sound like they're on the same page with engagement.
Police engagement is going to be less intrusive, most appropriate. So what we're going to do is rely a lot on our partners, school police, working through the mayor's office in Monsey. So look, while we want prevention, there is sometimes for punishment. So when crimes happen and they rise to the level that BPD will and should take action, my officers are dedicated and will take that action.
I'm not sure if there's going to be less, what do you say, less intrusive, less, there's going to be less engagement. That's the way I read it. I interpreted it. So they're gonna, it's going to be more and more. It's going to be more hands off when you need more hands on for the juveniles that are running wild in the city.
Amazing.
So, but that's, you know, again, and this is, look, if they actually would hold these juveniles accountable, the ones especially that are out there committing crimes, and they would be told there are consequences for their actions, then, yeah, I think there'd be a lot to brag about in the city. But then again, we just had, you know, a bunch of teenagers arrested in 16 teens last weekend in 48 hours. We just had a triple shooting this week. So yeah, you can argue stats, and I'd like to see who's verifying these stats. Because you remember, O'Malley had the big city stat program. It was all about the numbers. And, you know, the old saying, liars figure and figures lie. Yeah. And that's exactly what I think we got going on here. And I look, a lot of credit goes to Ivan Bates, former U.S. Attorney Eric Barron. They were good partners. Mayor Scott, I'm not quite sure what he's doing, especially when it comes to juveniles, as we've seen multiple problems there. All right, coming up at the top of the hour, Stephen Miller is ripping the media on gangs and Mr. Garcia. We'll take a look at your MAG update. Tulsi Gabbard is hot on the trail of Tony Fauci and gain of function. Don't forget the Best of Morning Drive, available each and every day, WCBM.com, and on our Facebook and Rumble pages. And it's brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. Stay with us here on the Morning Drive. It's 7 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. At every turn, it seems a judge somewhere is ready to thwart President Trump's attempt to deport illegal aliens. In this instance, a Trump-appointed jurist says a president cannot cite a wartime law to send some South Americans back home.
The federal judge ruled that the Trump administration exceeded the scope of an 18th century wartime law in using it to deport some Venezuelan migrants, and he's barring the administration from using it. Judge Fernando Rodriguez, who was appointed by the president in his first term, said using the Alien Enemies Act to detain and deport Venezuelan gang members was illegal because the gang's presence in the U.S. was not an invasion. Greg Clugston, the White House.
President Trump has named Secretary of State Rubio his interim national security advisor. This after the current advisor, Mike Waltz, is to be nominated America's ambassador to the U.N. NPR and PBS may have to hold more of those on-air fundraisers now that President Trump is terminating taxpayer funding for the public broadcasters. President threatening sanctions on anyone buying Iranian oil. The warning comes after planned talks between the U.S. and Iran over Iran's nuclear program were postponed. Well, they say everyone loves a parade, and it sounds like this one, if it happens, will be a real humdinger.
The U.S. Army has been planning a 250th birthday festival on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. for June 14th, which just happens to coincide with President Trump's 79th birthday. Detailed plans obtained by the AP call for more than 6,600 soldiers, at least 150 vehicles, 50 helicopters, and 7 bands.
And that's correspondent Ben Thomas. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 191 points higher, NASDAQ futures up 67 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Progressive knows when you're on your boat, you're already on vacation. And Vacation You forgets all your worries. Vacation You doesn't even keep track of time and knows that time is a meaningless construct designed to control us, man. But Regular You knows you don't want to be too far out in the water after the sun goes down because Vacation You doesn't know how to navigate in the dark yet. Vacation You and Regular You really need to get on the same page. So bundle your boat with your home or auto policy and earn an automatic discount from Progressive. And spend the savings on the both of you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Friday morning, 7:03 on Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
The outer loop of the Beltway on the northwest side is still slow, but it looks like the pace just in the last couple of minutes might be a little busier there coming down through the area of the accident scene. Tractor trailer was involved, and then the pace slowed again as we were coming by the accident scene. So we're still moving traffic in the center and the left-hand lane, just waiting to see if there may be some change at the scene itself right before Liberty Road. But we're still backed up into Pikesville, and the bottom end of 795 will still have a delay. If you can get to the center in the left-hand lane, once you clear 795, that will be the way to go. After Liberty Road, we're doing fine. Rest of the Beltway is okay. Both the tunnels now starting to see the morning backups pretty close to the city-county line, both on 895 and 95 South, eventually into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
There may be an isolated shower early on this Friday, then a few scattered afternoon showers and thunderstorms with a high up to 87. More rain may fall this evening with an overnight low of 64. Showers and storms will increase through Saturday afternoon with a high near 86, and a wet Sunday with showers and thunderstorms continuing in a high of 77. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Aberdeen has 63 degrees. Ellicott City has 60. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues, being brought to you by Vinny Steele with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Call or text Vinny Steele at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. Maryland U.S. Senator Angela Alsobrooks says she's fighting back against canceled flood prevention funding for communities in the state, including Crisfield. During a Banking, Housing, and Urban Affairs Committee meeting, Alsobrooks also said the cuts are disastrous to communities that rely on those grants to stay safe during floods. A senator says that in Maryland alone, there are $150 million worth of flood mitigation projects that are going to be canceled because of the loss of FEMA's Building Resilient Infrastructure and Communities Program. The FEMA cuts canceled the $36 million flood mitigation grant that Crisfield was awarded last year. J.D. Vance will deliver the keynote address at the Naval Academy's graduation and commissioning ceremony Friday, May 23, at Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium in Annapolis. Vance enlisted in the Marine Corps after high school, where he served as a military journalist for 4 years, attaining the rank of corporal. He is a graduate of Ohio State University and Yale Law School. His political career began in 2023 when he was sworn into the Senate representing Ohio. The graduation and commissioning ceremony is closed to the public, but it will be live streamed on the Academy's YouTube channel. And Legionella bacteria was detected in water at the Baltimore Department of Social Services Biddle Street offices. Officials discovered the bacteria during a proactive water testing last week. Remediation efforts began, including shock, chlorination, and flushing the water system. 706, pick 3 lottery number, 389, pick 4, 9226, and next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, Sean Casey here with Maryland and Pennsylvania's real estate expert, Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty. Here's a question for you, Vinny. What would you say the number one most important thing is for sellers thinking of selling this spring and summer?
Hey, Sean, sellers want the most money and close within their time frame, but all that revolves around certainty. Sellers today do not have the time or patience to deal with not knowing how much money they're going to get once the house is sold, or how long it's going to take.
I think that's what makes you guys so unique in this market. You provide upfront guarantees to take the guesswork out of selling the home.
You've got it, Sean. If I can't sell your home, I'll step in and buy it myself at a price and time frame we agree on.
It doesn't get any better than that. So, if you're thinking about selling and would like an upfront written guarantee that if your home doesn't sell, Vinny will buy it, call or text Vinny today. 410-709-7515. 410-709-7515 or visit VinnySteele.com and start packing.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Royals in town for the first of three tonight. Dean Kramer takes the hill looking for his first quality start. The Birds are 12-18, struggling to find their way as Kramer struggles to find the words.
Every night, box scores aren't going in our favor, and it's tough to stay mentally engaged once things kind of start spiraling.
Doesn't sound good. First pitch tonight is 7:05. Ravens welcome their rookies to Owings Mills this weekend for their first taste of NFL football. The team's third-round pick, offensive lineman Emory Jones, getting some national pundit love. It's a big value, selected at number 91 overall. Here's Ravens general manager Eric DaCosta.
Had a chance to see him at the Senior Bowl. Physical, aggressive, tough-minded, good length. I think he's a really, really good young physical prospect who should, you know, be a really good tackle at some point, a transition to being a very good guard.
Could be a perfect replacement for Patrick McCary down the line. 4-6 in the NHL playoffs last night. Maple Leafs, Golden Knights, and Oilers advance. Avalanche beat the Stars to force a Game 7 Saturday. Jets and Blues play Game 6 tonight in St. Louis. Coming up in 30 minutes, former Ravens receiver Steve Smith in hot water. And that is Stein on Sports.
Attention small business owners. Imagine cutting your overhead and putting more cash in your pocket. Whether you're a restaurant owner, hairdresser, doctor, lawyer, run a spa, HVAC company, or an electrician, your small business has untapped value. Bank the value of your expertise and spend it on what your personal or business needs. Why pay cash for products and services when you can trade your downtime and excess inventory? Barter Saves works with and helps thousands of local business owners in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and surrounding areas. Visit bartersaves.com today or call 800-9-BARTER and turn what you already have into everything you need.
Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This, of course, is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive. Casey and Elliot, 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland. Coming up in this hour, Jasmine Crockett is at it again. All about the borders. We'll tell you about what she had to say. Tulsi Gabbard hot on the trail of Tony Fauci and gain of function. But our top story here, of course, Kamala. She's back.
Indeed she is.
Boy, did we dodge a bullet.
Wow. Yes, she's back. This is in her own hometown. I guess she had to kind of dodge the needles and the human feces on the road in order to get into the hall where she spoke. And she was so pleased to be there. But she was there to give a basically serious speech as kind of a relaunch of what she hopes is going to be a presidential run in 2028. Yeah, she's going to go again, folks. And she took a serious point of view from Jump Street.
Dougie's here too! And Dougie's here too!
That's the kind of sober-sided kind of approach to politics we love to hear about. What is it on the list, by the way? Some of her idols who are still in Congress and in the Senate. Now, this is important because this gives you an idea of where she actually is politically, although that's just this week because she's like a chameleon who changes depending on what her environment is. But this week, at least, in her judgment, the Democrat Party for 2028 is going to be left of left of left.
Leaders across the spectrum, including congressional leaders like Cory Booker.
Crazy.
Chris Van Hollen.
Crazy.
Chris Murphy.
Crazy.
Maxwell Frost.
Crazy.
Jasmine Crockett.
Crazy.
AOC and Bernie Sanders.
Both idiots.
All who, in different ways, have been speaking with moral clarity.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
It really is. Every single one of those individuals is way left. Every single one of them is a progressive. So that's what you have. That's the broad spectrum she's talking about. You have either the progressive progressives or the really progressive progressives. That's the spectrum, the entire spectrum. And Sean, I'm so pleased that she took on one of the more serious issues that we have to deal with as a society. And I think we're going to cue this and talk over for just a couple seconds. And I've added a little bit of music to this because I think it's important to put this in context. She said, you know, about those elephants, you know, the elephants we all care about. What?
Please allow me, friends, to digress for a moment. Okay. It's kind of dark in here, but I'm asking a show of hands. Who saw that video from a couple of weeks ago? The one of the elephants at the San Diego Zoo during the earthquake? Google it if you've not seen it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Google it.
Yeah, it's
a you imagine if she was currently the president of the United States.
Well, you know, she does have the capacity to reach for the future without being bound by the idiocy of yesterday.
So that was a great movie, by the way. John Wayne, Atari.
Yeah, that was a baby elephant walk. For
also, Martinelli. Boy, I remember that movie. Yeah. That was Henry Mancini scored.
Yes. I'm surprised who came third on your list, actually, and not first. 713, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Somebody needs to pack her trunk.
Yes.
Big Mike.
Big Mike.
Big Mike. Every morning at the mine, you could see her arrive. The Bay Bridge westbound looks good, coming on here from Route 8 from Stevensville. And you're good from there all the way over to the Severn River Bridge towards Ritchie Highway, I-97 even southbound. Not bad at all. The eastbound main span of the bridge, you're good leaving Sandy Point towards Kent Island. They have clear the wreck now from the Beltway. All the lanes are open. Outer loop before Liberty Road. All that traffic that was backed up to Reisterstown Road has now joined together. And now we're slow from 795 down through the ramps at Route 40. But at least we're moving once again. There are no delays. 795 on the bottom end now is clear. There is some slowing, heavy traffic south going into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The WCBM Weather Channel forecast, partly sunny today. Chance of scattered showers and storms later on. 87 the expected high. And right now we start with some morning cloud cover. It's 66 in Columbia, 66 in Reisterstown. Time for our MAGA movement update.
From this moment on, America's decline is over. For American citizens, January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day.
From President Trump yesterday on Truth Social, I am pleased to announce I will be nominating Mike Waltz to be the next U.S. ambassador to the U.N. from his time in uniform on the battlefield in Congress. And as my national security advisor, Mike Waltz has worked hard to put our nation's interests first. I know he'll do the same in his new role. And the interim Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, will serve as national security advisor. Interesting that Waltz and his deputy, Mr. Wong, out. Following the Signal chat leak. Now, Vice President Vance said that had nothing to do with it. Vice President Vance said Mike Waltz was sent in to clean out the National Security Council, which he has done. He's accomplished that, and now he's moving on to his next task. I wonder what Mr. Wong was hired for then. Now, Wong's wife, I think her name was Cindy, Laura Loomer reports. By the way, Laura Loomer should be vetting all Trump employees. I'm convinced of it. She finds stuff that nobody else has any access to or can't find. I mean, she's just amazing. I would have hired Laura yesterday to vet all this stuff. But in any event, Cindy Wong was a J6 prosecutor.
Mm-hmm.
So again, there's a lot of that going on in the Trump administration. Meanwhile, Trump said Thursday that any country or person that buys oil or petrochemicals from Iran will not be allowed to do any business with the United States in any way, shape, or form. That's part of the maximum pressure campaign being brought to bear on Iran. As to the tax cuts, yesterday, while announcing the formation of the Presidential Religious Liberty Council, Dr. Ben Carson, Dr. Phil on that, along with Texas Attorney General Dan Patrick and others, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, I should say. And yesterday he announced that the tax cuts are coming.
These will be the biggest tax cuts in American history, with 100% expensing, which is something that people cannot believe they're getting. We did it in the last one, and we had the most successful economy in my first 4 years that we've ever had in the history of our country. And expensing was one of the things that led to that. But it's 100% expensing for companies investing in America, and increasing take-home pay for the typical family by thousands of dollars a year. And to show you how middle income this is, there'll be no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, no tax for the great seniors in Social Security. So you have no tax on Social Security for our great seniors. And we have full deduction for interest. If you buy a car that's made in America, you get an interest rate deduction. That's going to be a big, it's got to be made in America.
That's huge.
If it's not made in America, we really don't care if you buy it or not. But if it's made in America, we want you to buy it. We make the best cars anyway.
So the question there,
that's huge.
How do you pay for it? That's the question we are all asking, especially from a conservative perspective. You're going to have to pay for it somehow. You're going to have to make spending cuts. You're going to have to.
Yeah.
So do the Doge cuts? Are they going to take Doge cuts and then use that to pay for the tax cuts, which isn't actually a budget cut? You're just transferring money from one area to the other. So are there going to be any actual? Because President Trump said he wants $160 billion. Now, remarkably, sounds like what Doge has found. As money that's been, waste, fraud, abuse. Yeah.
But might I note, by the way, in order to get that savings, Congress has to act.
Correct.
To pull back, to claw back the money that's already been spent.
Yeah. So that'd be the next move. We'll see if Speaker Johnson is up there. Yesterday we talked to Dr. Robert Malone about the banning on red dyes. He also talked about Secretary Kennedy with his position that sugar is poison. Here is Secretary Kennedy.
Of course, sugar is like crack. It's poison, and it feeds tumors. It destroys your brain. It destroys all of your organs. And we are programmed to eat it every minute of the day, from advertising to it's in everything that we eat.
He's absolutely right about that when you get right down to it. So you really, I think it's like 30 grams or less a day is what they recommend. Tom Holman is saying if you just think the judge being arrested in Milwaukee is the beginning of these sanctuary city arrests, think again.
Wait to see what's coming.
Any updates on the military?
I meant what I said. You cannot support what we're doing. And you can support sanctuary cities. That's what you want to do. But if you cross that line of impediment or knowingly harboring, concealing illegal alien, that is a felony. And we're treated as such.
The left is accusing President Trump of photoshopping Mr. Garcia's knuckles, you know, with the tattoos. Somebody did edit it to put MS-13 because that's what the tattoos stood for. Lindsey Graham talked to a DEA agent about those tattoos just the other day.
Based on your time as a DEA agent in the field, particularly in Mexico, these tattoos are consistent with MS-13 associations.
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Do you know of any other set of combinations that would suggest some other organization this represents?
With this particular one, no, sir.
No, that's MS-13 and MS-13 only. So suck on it, media, because that's exactly what it means. President Trump signed an executive order ending the taxpayer subsidization of biased media, including NPR and PBS. So they're going to get defunded finally. And today's the day President Trump plans to release his much-anticipated budget for the fiscal year 2026. And we'll see if there are actual cuts in the budget or not. That's the way it goes down 103 days into the golden age of America.
We will not be conquered. We will not be intimidated. We will not be broken. And we will not fail. From this day on, the United States of America will be a free, sovereign, and independent nation. We will stand bravely. We will live proudly. We will dream boldly. And nothing will stand in our way because we are Americans. The future is ours. And our golden age has just begun.
7:21, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Have you heard of plantar fasciitis? Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. Imagine jumping off the back of a pickup truck onto some rocks. That's what it felt like when I was suffering from plantar fasciitis. After searching and trying so many other products, I finally found relief with Good Feet Arch Supports, and they still keep me running today. Now I get to help others who are struggling with plantar fasciitis to live their life pain-free. Here's another customer sharing their Good Feet story.
Plantar fasciitis feels like pointed, sharp pain. It just hurts all the time. It feels like your foot is squeezing on itself. When I drove past the Good Feet store, I thought, I'm just going to stop in. They wanted to make sure that they gave me the right arch support that were personally fitted just for me. Then it was like, okay, this is something special. These make a difference.
The Good Feet store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across Greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
This is Pastor David Lewis at the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. I can't help but laugh at the wisdom of man, and my reason for that is that most people don't realize the limits placed on it. I know that a mind is a good thing and an intellect is a valuable thing in human knowledge, but we're limited to human knowledge. So what's the value of the biggest intellect effect in the world if it's only in the world. I say this because mankind is famous for foolishly pitting his intellect against God, which gives me a sense that there's something wrong with his intellect. It tells me he can't think straight, because if he could, he would say, who am I to challenge the mind of God? But that's what we often try to do when we want to make sense out of things that we don't understand. We want to try to explain it in human terms, rather than admitting there's something out there much greater than we are. Seek God, the Bible says, and you can find him. The problem with too many people, however, is that their limited human intelligence won't allow them to do that. And that's sad. This is Pastor David Lewis with the Moment of Truth.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Good morning. It's 7:23 Friday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
TFX, looking at you live here at Ruxton Road. All the lanes are open coming south through the city county line, so no issues there. It's a little heavier now on the Parkville side. Outer loop around Hartford Road, the inner loop towards Green Spring. The west side still recovering with the heavy traffic south. Big wreck early this morning at 5:30 right before Liberty Road. The lanes are back open, but now it's just heavy traffic from 790 down to Route 40 West. There are delays. We're just almost to the area around the city-county line on 95 and 895. The old Harbor Tunnel is backed up just around Pulaski Highway. 20, maybe 25-minute delays. Southbound have not seen any problems towards the Capitol Beltway with the lanes open on 95 and the Parkway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Weather Channel says it's going to be partly cloudy today. Chance of scattered showers, storms 87 right now. Cloudy 68 in Glen Verde, 67 in Parkville. Speaking of Parkville, Marty is there. Good morning, Marty.
Morning, Marty.
Marty was there.
Couldn't hang on.
Yeah.
So. Shucks, Marty. Stephen Miller took off after the press yesterday, Sean, and wanted to point out again to the swamp media that either these guys are not paying attention or they have a very different agenda than the rest of us have. He said, look, what you have here is an administration trying to get the bad guys out of the country. And a handful of Democrat judges saying, no, I want to hide them under my judicial robes and sneak them out the back way.
The Biden administration imported the terrorist army that our own FBI assesses is planning assassination strikes on American soil against critics of the Maduro regime. Those are the terrorists that President Trump is finding and apprehending that our Democrat judges and Democrat activists are trying to keep on U.S. soil.
Think about that. And that is exactly what's happening. Again, as he points out, TDA and MS-13, Sean, are terrorist organizations. They are designated by this government as foreign terrorist organizations. And you have Democrats saying, oh, no, leave them here. We have to give them due process, whatever that particular category means in this particular circumstance, which means we may be encouraging terrorists to be here for an extended period of time as their individual lawyers argue for their right to stay here to plan the attacks that the FBI says they are already planning.
Train Nicaragua has the same legal status as Al-Qaeda and ISIS. MS-13 has the same legal status as Al-Qaeda and ISIS. These are foreign terrorists operating on our soil.
Period. They are foreign terrorists operating on our soil. And then he took out directly at the media, Sean, and I'm glad he did, and this is something that cannot be said often enough. There was scant interest in the swamp media when the first time an illegal alien killed an American citizen. There's less interest each time it happens. They seem to say, well, you know, it's part of the cost of doing business.
Happened again in Texas yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, well,
illegal alien killed a man in front of his children.
Yeah, so, well, okay, you know, basically, yeah, but the bigger goals are being met. The end justifies the means. That's basically how that translates. Miller says you guys, if you focused as much on the priorities of the TDA and MS-13 as you fail to focus on those individuals in this country who have lost loved ones and the loved ones they have lost, we might just be in a better place.
It is a sad reflection on the state of our media and many of the outlets represented in this room that you obsessively try to shill for this MS-13 terrorist while no coverage occurred in your papers about any of the Americans that were raped and tortured and murdered by the illegals that Biden was importing into our country.
Yeah. I know one guy who's talking about running for public office, and I'd love to see it, because I do think he'd do very well, Sean, is Scott Jennings, who now is the only sane voice over on Chicken Noodle News. This guy, basically, it's Scott and the slow learners every day when he shows up on a panel. He says, the idea that we have to now provide a due process, a court date for every single individual who's coming to this country illegally is stupid. It's also completely impractical. 20 million individuals. We're giving them each a court date?
No, this is the due process argument. This is that they were let in en masse without any vetting, pretty much. And then in order to deport them, each one of them was supposed to get an immigration hearing when they violated the laws of the country to begin with.
Yeah,
but that's not going to work like that. And that would, and look, the left knew that. That's why they let them in the numbers that they did, because they knew that they've got these activist judges that were going to tamp down on it all. So it's unsustainable. Can't do it. And the guy did get due process. He got two hearings before an immigration judge ordered him to be deported. Tim Kyle, previously, of course, and still known for our electrical acumen as far as internal, external lighting and ceiling fans, you name it, anything electrical in or outside your house, they can do, including your landscaping. Well, they also now have branched out into the HVAC realm, and they bring that same commitment to service and excellence in their work to the HVAC stuff as well. Now, if you have an air conditioning unit, you want to make sure that it is operating efficiently and properly. So first off, you want to make sure it's working. Okay, that's number one. Number two, you want to make sure it's working efficiently so it's not costing you much more to cool your home with the hot summer months coming ahead. So now's the time. Today's going to be 87. It's an unseasonably hot. But now's the time to give them a call and have them come out and service your AC unit. 410-876-9404. 410-876-9404 online. Tim Kyle. Company.com. It's 7:30 with the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Vice President J.D. Vance will deliver the keynote address at the U.S. Naval Academy's graduation and commissioning ceremony Friday, May 23rd, Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium in Annapolis. It's a closed venue, by the way, family and those individuals who are actually graduating and who are actually going through the through the ranks in order to become an officer. Vance is a graduate of Ohio State University Law and Yale Law. His career began politically in 2023, only 2023, 2 years ago, when he was sworn into the Senate representing Ohio. The graduation and commissioning ceremony is closed to the public. It will be live streamed, though, on the Academy's YouTube channel. Legionella bacteria was detected in water at the Baltimore Department of Social Services Biddle Street offices. Officials discovered the bacteria during proactive water testing last week, and remediation efforts began, including shock chlorination and flushing the water system. DSS has turned off the water in all locations where the bacteria was found, and there will be testing to make sure the remediation efforts have been successful. Several groups held May Day demonstrations in Baltimore yesterday, converging on McKeldin Square to wrap up their rallies. Rather, the city's facilities were available to them, and their demonstrations included protests against the administration's policies and, of course, what they consider to be policies that affect jobs, health care, immigrant rights, and protections for international students. Demonstrations took place also across the state. In Frederick, 4 people arrested for violence during the demonstrations there. 7:32 right now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barowie. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
Pick three, lottery number 389. Pick 49226. And now it's 733. Traffic over there on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the west side outer loop now still recovering from the big wreck we had early this morning at 5:30. That was before Liberty Road. So all that traffic that was backed up is now in the normal area from the bridge at Old Court Road and 795 down through Frederick Road. It's moving, but it's bunched up in a couple of different spots. A little slow at Green Spring on the inner loop. Parkville side is a little bit slow on the outer loop at Hartford Road. And we're still looking at stop-and-go traffic, pretty much the normal drive time now, heading south into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
There may be an isolated shower early on this Friday, then a few scattered afternoon showers and thunderstorms with a high up to 87. More rain may fall this evening with an overnight low of 64. Showers and storms will increase through Saturday afternoon with a high near 86 and a wet Sunday with showers and thunderstorms continuing at a high of 77. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Need new blinds? At Blinds.com, we offer guaranteed low prices, guaranteed satisfaction, free samples, and free shipping. At Blindster, we take the fear out of ordering custom blinds, shades, and shutters so you can do it yourself and save big. Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Birds begin what they hope will be their month of May renaissance tonight against the Royals at 7:05, with the struggling Dean Kramer taking the hill for Baltimore. So how does Oriole manager Brandon Hyde handle the team in light of their 12-18 last place start through the season's first 30 games?
You have honest conversations, but you also stay positive, and we have a lot of talent in that room, and just not we're playing our best baseball, and we're not putting things together. We're having a tough time keeping us in the game early.
At the same time, maybe no team in Major League Baseball has been as unlucky as the Birds. How about this stat? No MLB team has a larger difference between their batting average and expected batting average, which is based on quality of contact, than the Orioles. The Birds are hitting .223. Their expected figure is .248. Baltimore Blast owner Ed Hale making news this morning, not for soccer team, but for his potential political ambitions. Hale saying he is close to launching a campaign for governor to challenge Governor Wes Moore in the 2026 election. This according to the Baltimore Banner. Hale said he thinks Moore is distracted by his national ambitions and isn't doing a good enough job creating jobs and boosting the economy in Maryland. NBA playoffs last night. Wild finish in Detroit. After blowing a late double-digit lead, Jalen Brunson bails out the Knicks.
Thompson digging in defensively. 8 seconds. Brunson stops on a dime. Launches. Oh, yeah! Jalen Brunson buries it!
With 4 seconds to play, Ian Eagle with the call on TNT. Brunson 116, or I should say the Knicks 116-113 over Detroit. They'll face the Celtics in an Eastern Conference semifinal. Former Ravens and Panthers receiver Steve Smith has been sued by the husband of a member of the Baltimore Ravens marching band who has accused him of engaging in a months-long affair with his wife. This according to the Charlotte Observer. Smith is being sued by Antonio Martinez under North Carolina's Alienation of Affection Law, also known as the homewrecker law, which allows a spouse to sue a third party for destroying a marriage. According to the lawsuit, Smith met Martinez's wife, Nicole, while filming an episode of the NFL's Most Interesting Jobs with Steve Smith for the NFL Network. Smith donned a marching band uniform and played in the band. The time now is 7:37. When we return, you've heard of a switch hitter. How about a switch pitcher?
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Crazy stuff about Steve Smith right there.
You're fishing for a line. I know you are.
I'm letting you guys handle it.
You're fishing for the line.
You take it.
And we're not going to give it to you today.
I'm just going to sit back.
No.
Okay. All right. So you sent me an interesting story, actually, from the Wall Street Journal this morning, or actually yesterday morning. The gentleman's name, a young prospect for the Mariners, Gerangelo Sanja, is a switch pitcher.
Never heard of that before.
Right, he pitches with both. Right, he's ambidextrous. Pitches right. with both arms.
He's good,
and he has a chance to make the majors. And you can do that in baseball. The rule in Major League Baseball is you can use both arms to pitch in the same game, but you have to use the same arm to pitch to the batter, to one batter, until that batter is retired or reaches base.
I've never heard that before.
Right, so you can't switch pitch. To the batter.
But you could in the same inning.
You can in the same. It goes batter to batter.
So if you got a lefty coming up, you could pitch lefty.
Absolutely.
And if you have a righty, you could switch over and pitch righty.
Right. Now, here's the rub, though. You have to use the same glove.
Same glove. They make a glove.
Right. There's a six-finger glove, which is actually like an ambidextrous glove.
Yeah.
You can wear it on either hand. My brother used to have one.
I've seen Bruce use that early in the mornings.
Yeah. The glove itself is ambidextrous.
Why?
That's what he's talking about. It's not, and not for people who are ambidextrous. The glove itself is an ambidextrous glove.
It actually really is fascinating. If the kid can make it to the majors, and apparently he's hot.
He throws 99 right-handed and 93 left-handed.
Right, and he was originally a southpaw, and one of his early managers, you know, when he was a youth, said, man, you know, it's unbelievable, but I don't know if you can make it to the majors as a southpaw. So he said, well, I'm going to try right-handed too. So now he can do both.
I hope he makes it. It'll be fascinating for the game.
Really would.
I've read of one other guy who did that.
Pat Venditti, I think, was his name. He was a reliever back in the early 2000s. He wasn't particularly good, but this kid apparently has it.
All right, we'll see. Thanks, Gary. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. A director of national intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, dropped a bombshell during an interview this week with Megyn Kelly regarding former NIH Director Anthony Fauci. I think he should be a little bit worried. Gabbard appearing with Kelly on her podcast to discuss a variety of issues on investigating leaks from within the administration, whether she would run for president, she didn't rule it out, and the origin of the CCP virus. Gabbard told Kelly that she, along with others, are investigating whether the United States funded gain-of-function research which caused the pandemic. This would mean that U.S. tax dollars, courtesy of Fauci, fueled the worst health crisis in over 100 years.
Reversed. So it's a lot of what's been found is already there. But the thing that we are working with Jay Bhattacharya, the new NIH director, on with, as well as Secretary Kennedy, is looking at the gain-of-function research. That in the case of the Wuhan lab, as well as many others around, many of these other bio labs around the world, was actually U.S. funded and leads to this dangerous kind of research that in many examples has resulted in either a pandemic or some other major health crisis.
Well, let me ask you specifically.
So, and then they go down the path of, remember who testified under oath that they were not paying, they weren't doing gain of function, and we weren't funding gain of function? That'd be none other than Tony Fauci himself.
Then we did fund it. Then Anthony Fauci helped fund the pandemic.
The thing that he denied over and over and over to Senator Rand Paul's questioning.
That's right. Under oath.
Under oath, exactly. So is it any wonder that he sought a preemptive pardon for anything during a certain period of time by President Biden before he left office?
And then.
Yeah. I mean, look, if Gabbard's investigation bears any fruit, then Fauci may face serious consequences because initially everybody blamed the Chinese, which I still thought was probably intentionally let out because Trump was cleaning their clock on tariffs and their economy. Their economy, again, is suffering. Now China says they're willing to negotiate. After denying for days, no, there aren't going to be any talks with Trump. Now they're saying, because they know their economy is going down to crapper, okay? They did this once before, but what we did not know, Bruce, is that what level the United States played in the development of the gain of function. Now, I think that's where you're going to find some embarrassing items. We assisted, and who thought that would be a good idea? Because the Chinese military runs everything over
Anthony
there.
Anthony Fauci.
So who thought it would have been a good idea to assist them in gain of function? I'm not saying the U.S. and Fauci intentionally released this. I don't think that for a second. But when you give somebody a bioweapon like we gave the Chinese, are you really surprised that they would use it?
Yeah, when you're working actively with scientists from China, and they're working on what turned out to be COVID, how stupid are you to think that, well, they're scientists, they're cool, nothing possibly could happen is wrong. And, of course, all the time, Fauci was financially benefiting from that circumstance.
Yeah. And, by the way, his replacement at NIAID is a cheerleader for gain-of-function research. His name is Dr. Jeffrey Taubenberger, and he supports gain-of-function research. I think President Trump should ban it completely. We shouldn't be doing it. Nobody else should be doing it because we saw what it did to the world. We had over 1 million people die here in the United States. 7:43, traffic weather on the threes.
Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker. Oh, but hey, by the way, before you begin, Chuck, let's remind folks that we do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. 410-WCBM-680. Make that call right now.
All right. Brought to you as a service of Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back, Riverneck Road in Essex. Heads up, 95 South, Harford County at Route 24. Apparently some police activity there on the right side. Maybe in the right lane. The camera there is out. Don't know why, but nevertheless. But that's the word we have right now, that there's some activity southbound 95 at that point. Looking at the Beltway now, Parkville side right here at Harford Road, slowing, coming over towards Perrin Parkway, the inner loop at Green Spring, and the west side now is just the normal delay, anywhere from 795 Liberty Road down through I-70. Heavy traffic there, and then it gets much better after the ramps at Route 40. No problems on the Beltway on the southwest side. Busy on the outer loop at the Parkway. The inner loop is a little busy coming up from I-97. It's time for a spring tune-up for your vehicle. Change your oil, refresh your coolant system. Make sure you rotate your tires. Get ready for the summer driving now. Get it all done at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back Riverneck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast, a partly cloudy day today. Chance for scattered showers and storms, a high about 87, rain overnight 64, and scattered in showers and storms tomorrow. Expected 86 for the high. Right now, it is cloudy, 70 in Pasadena and 69 in Middle River. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. We've got 100th anniversary t-shirt. And, of course, a coffee mug. And we have the results are in on the fake news standings for the morning drive panel. We'll share those with you in just a moment. Jesse in Baltimore is our contestant. Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Jess.
Good morning.
Would you like to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll go last.
All right. Well, good luck to you. Here are your three stories. Story number one, Doge, latest discovery, as they've uncovered the true cost of illegal immigration to the United States in 1 year, combining statistics from Social Security, Medicaid, and, of course, the health care industry. Doge is now saying that it's costing U.S. taxpayers $155 billion a year for the illegal aliens, and that's each and every year to help defray the cost of their care. Story number two, the left's weird obsession with accused killer Luigi Mangione is getting much worse. A theater in San Francisco has announced the production of a musical comedy about the alleged murderer called Luigi the Musical.
Okay.
And story number three, Prospect Park police telling news outlets that a road rage incident turned really gross when a 44-year-old woman stopped her car in traffic, blocking another woman's car, and then pooped on her car hood in the latest road rage incident.
Wow.
All of it caught on dashboard video camera.
She could have had a V8.
She could have. All right, so is it story number one? Doge says cost $155 billion a year for illegals. Story two, the Luigi the Musical. Or story three, woman pumps on car hood in road rage incident. All right, we'll start with Kristen this morning.
Well, again, they're all probable. I think I'm going to go with number one. I'm sure it is an astronomical amount that taxpayers are spending on illegals, but I would think maybe they're still trying to figure out the exact number, and I would also think state costs would weigh into that, too. So I'll say one.
All right, Kristen goes with story at number one. Chuck?
Two.
Chuck goes for two. Bruce?
I think two is true. I think one is true. I think it's two and three are true. I just can't imagine turning the dash cam evidence over to the police. Story number one, fake news.
Bruce agrees with Kristen. Jesse, what are you thinking?
I got a question on the dash cam video. Where did that happen in the country?
Right on the hood of her car.
Yes.
No, I mean, like, what was it, in Florida or Maryland? Or
he went further. Prospect Park, which is, I think, San Francisco?
Okay.
Top of the hill. Yeah.
I'm going to go with number two being the fake story, the Luigi Mangione musical thing.
Okay, Jesse agrees with Chaz.
I'll get you for that.
Story number three: woman poops on car hood in road rage incident is a true story.
Yeah,
all of it caught on camera. Story number one: Doge, $155 billion a year for the cost for illegal aliens. That is our fake news story of the day. Jesse, sorry about that. Thanks for listening, playing the game.
So sorry,
and Chuck. Chuck
so
goes
sorry,
home a loser for the weekend. So let's review the statistics from the official Choose Your Fake News Observer, Alan. Alan writes that, and I'm telling you, this is sheer domination on the part of the young lady executive producer.
Yeah. She smokes us all the time.
Kristen Hagrick, number one, from April through May 1st, with a winning percentage of 652. Chuck was second. Bruce was third, under 500. For the beginning of the year, Kristen finishes first again. Bruce second. Chuck third. Under 500, and since he began documenting the results starting October 1 of 2020, Kristen is number one overall, followed by Bruce, and Chuck brings up the rear in that one. So,
wow, Chuck.
It is Kristen is just dominant across all categories.
She has an inside track.
Yeah, she's smarter than we are. That's the inside track.
I wasn't going to say that, but it's very true.
My secret is I read the news and I read Sean. So
oh, you
I just
read,
combine
you
the both
read the
and
news.
I can tell.
So how do you read me? I'm just curious.
I've known you for a long time now. I can just tell the change in the tone of the voice, or I see an eye twinkle or something. So
okay.
There's no. It's
I'm not
a.
To see it.
She's using
well,
body
language.
That's
not my fault.
That's not her fault.
I didn't say it was your fault.
You chose
said,
to be remote.
Oh, Chucky,
well,
Chucky Wookie. Chucky Wookie, do you want us to set up a camera so you could see the twinkle in my eye?
I wish we had one both ways so you could see what I'm saying right now.
No, thank you.
Because if you're getting a twinkle in your eye, I want to know about it.
Yeah.
She needs to tell me in the IFB what's going on with your face. I really don't know what's wrong with your face, but I'd like to know anyway.
All right. Well, thank you for that. I'm not quite sure where you're going with that, but it's best we probably just cut it off at the pass.
If she says you raise your eyebrow, then I'm going to change my vote.
So now I'm going to have to look the other way when I'm reading the story.
Right. Yes. Right.
We'll have to reposition.
You'll have to turn around.
I'll have to turn around and
face the big monitor in the back.
But you can see me through the glass.
Pitches.
Yeah.
Right.
No. It's something he's doing on purpose. It's just, you know, when you know a person, you can just tell.
Well, I'm thinking there might be a different solution to this. I know but sometimes we forget to take our grocery bags with us. We have to buy one. I have extra paper bags. I can bring them in. You can put it over your head so that nobody can actually read you.
Yeah. Or we can put paper bags over the panel. Yeah, there are two solutions there.
That's many more paper bags. That's five cents a bag, Sean. Come on, man.
To be fair to Chuck, since he can't see me, maybe you and Kristen should wear the bags.
That's still twice as much. That's 10 cents, man. That's 5 cents a bag.
Right.
Whereas just you, that's
five cents. I have three bags I can bring in for you, Bruce.
Thanks so much.
You're quite welcome. All right, we got around 7:51. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and springtime can bring a new season of change and growth. There are so many things to look forward to, whether it's walking your dog, taking a stroll through the park with a loved one. It can be just energizing to get outside. Getting back into activities such as these can be difficult, though, if you suffer from pain in your feet, knees, hips, or lower back. Our patented three-step arch support system has helped countless people find relief. Here's another customer sharing their Good Feet story.
Amazing, the change. No pain left in my foot. My ability to walk is vastly improved. Like on a Saturday afternoon, I will take my dog for a walk, which is I would watch football, I would watch basketball, I would do anything but probably go out and take a walk. But I do that now because there's no pain. I'm doing things more outside than I would have otherwise before. It's just real. Like, it really does work.
Good Feet Arch Supports can be the solution you need to get the most out of your springtime activities. Come into the Good Feet store for your free fitting and test walk, or visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Join Gil Kuda every Thursday evening from 6 to 7 for On the Money. Gil will take your calls on how to live a worry-free retirement with a rebroadcast Saturday mornings from 11 till noon on Talk Radio 680 WCBL.
Money. 7:53 Friday morning, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, I'm in third place, Whitaker.
Okay, we're going to play that, huh? I got some plastic bags for you, Bruce. Won't hurt long. Just go quietly until the night.
It's like they've seen all the madmen.
There's a new wreck in the city, Hanover Street at Reedbert Avenue. That's in Cherry Hills. We'll keep an eye out for that. That's south of the Hanover Street Bridge. Police activity might still be blocking the right lane. Heads up in Harford County, right lane southbound I-95 and Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Weather Channel says part of cloudy day today, 87. Maybe some scattered showers or storms in the forecast. Rain overnight, 64. Scattered showers and storms tomorrow, 86, the expected high. Right now, partly cloudy, 69 in Severn, 67 in Bel Air. And at 7:54, you're up to date here on The Morning Drive.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, one of the number of people I think are going to be running for the presidency on the Democrat side in 2028. Well, she's putting out her Democrat bona fides right away. The first thing you have to do if you're a Democrat running for president is say, you know what I think is a great idea? Impeaching Trump.
We should never take impeachment off the table. We should never take where we see law breaking. We should never take accountability off the table. And I don't think that we should be, promising anything the way that Trump tries to promise certain, locking up his political enemies. But I do believe that our legal processes exist for a reason. Impeachment exists for a reason. And it should absolutely be on the table.
You see, that's what I mean. You have to kind of establish that gray area there where you think impeachment should be on the table just in case. That way you can lean left or lean right a little bit as you actually approach target and decide whether or not you're going to go for the impeachment vote in 28 or the, no, I think we've tried that a couple of times already, well, I don't want to fail again vote, and say, no, you're not going to. Somebody else who seems to be angling for a bigger and bigger role politically, and she's just stupid enough to try it. Yeah, you got it. It's the gal who went to very Tony schools when she was a high school student, went to a very nice college, got a very nice law degree, and she's an idiot.
Ho, Jasmine Crockett, queen of the liberal tears. Jasmine Crockett, queen of the liberal tears.
Now, this is Five Shades of Wonderful here, because Jasmine Crockett and these offhanded comments she makes, listen carefully, because what she's saying here really is, She wants to live in a land that has closed borders. She doesn't intend to be saying that, but that's what she ends up saying.
As far as I'm concerned, you randomly kidnapping folk and you throwing them out of the country against their civil rights, against their constitutional rights. And frankly, how would they feel if some other country decided that they were going to just start throwing people randomly in our country? Like, that is absolutely insane. So, yes, all I got to say is y'all need to get these fools out of here.
Okay, now, Sean, think about this. What she thinks is that it'd be wrong for people to be simply throwing people out of their countries and into our country. She's in favor of a closed border.
Right.
She didn't intend to say that, but there you go. Jasmine Crockett, queen of the liberal tears.
Jasmine Crockett, queen of the liberal tears.
And honestly,
many Democrats like Jasmine, Ilhan Omar, getting a little testy these days.
Yeah.
You know, dropping a lot of F-bombs, telling reporters to go F themselves.
Did you see that, Ilhan Omar? Yesterday, she's walking down the street, folks. Reporter asks her an innocuous question, political question, not real substance. And she says, right away, without thinking, go F yourself.
Yeah.
And he says, I beg your pardon? Who should, this isn't an F yourself. He said, who? F you.
Yeah, and that guy that, what was his name, Shri Tabandar, whatever his name is, the Indian-born congressman that wanted to impeach Trump, boy, he stepped in it. He's got all sorts of problems about scamming people and euthanizing beagles and animal cruelty. Boy, they can really find them, can't they? I don't know where they dig up some of their candidates. Some of them they actually probably are digging up. But the Democrats right now are rudderless. They're completely out in the wilderness. We need to keep them there. That's why we Republicans, get your act together. Get this one big, beautiful bill and get it passed as soon as possible. President Trump's going to unleash his budget today. And go. Let's get to work. Let's not give them any ammunition.
Yeah, it's funny because Chuck Schumer said, the Democrat caucus, we are united. And Bernie Sanders said, united around what? What do we believe in?
Did you see Trump get Schumer trolled yesterday?
No.
Oh, I will play it for you next hour. It is a classic.
Talk Radio 680 WCVM, and here is a real estate fact for you. Right now, you may be sitting on the sidelines, hesitant to sell because, look, you got a low interest rate in your current home. It's a fine home. Maybe a little small for your needs. Maybe too big now that the kids are gone. But you're not going to go because you think the interest rates are too high. Well, what if you find your dream home? Your dream home. And can find an interest rate somewhere in the mid-4s, would you do it then? Well, if you would, you have got to be talking to Vinny Steele, your home sole guaranteed realty. In today's real estate market, you have options as a home seller that just were not available 20 years ago. So if you're planning to sell your home now or in the future, why work with just any agent who sells your home like they did back 10 or 20 years ago? Today's technology is available, and Vinny Steele is on the cutting edge with your home sole guaranteed realty. He's different, man. He really is. He's not just another agent. He is Maryland's real estate expert. Call the only agent I would trust to sell my home, Vinny Steele, CEO of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Call him right now, 410-709-7515. 410-709-7515.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump is piling more onto Secretary of State Rubio's plate. Mr. Trump has named America's top diplomat interim national security advisor. The president plans to nominate current advisor Mike Waltz to the post of U.S. ambassador to the U.N. Vice President Vance hits the road, rallying hardworking Americans behind the president's economic policies. Vance addressing a group of steelworkers in South Carolina.
Why don't we rebuild America's middle class? Why don't we rebuild American manufacturing? And why don't we rebuild American industry just like you're doing right here? And isn't it nice to have an administration that supports you for a change?
Communist China continues to gripe about the president's drive to level the playing field when it comes to trade. Another fiery message, this time from China's commerce minister.
A ministry statement reiterated China's stance that is open to talks, but also that Beijing is determined to fight if it must. It said one-sided tariffs of up to 145% remain an obstacle, undermining trust. The statement cited an unnamed ministry spokesperson as saying that Beijing had taken note of various statements by senior U.S. officials indicating a willingness to negotiate over tariffs. But it emphasized that China would regard overtures without a change in President Donald Trump's sharp tariff hikes as insincere. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Big Bird and Ernie being taken off the public dole. President Trump has signed an executive order ending taxpayer funding of PBS and NPR. Quoting a White House statement, today the media landscape is filled with abundant, diverse, and innovative news options, making government funding of news media outdated, unnecessary, and corrosive to journalistic independence. Stand by for the jobs report, the government's April employment update, due out shortly. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 178 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 49 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Healthcare is complicated. It doesn't have to be. If you don't love how your health insurance works, maybe it's time to leave traditional health insurance behind. Take charge of your healthcare with Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM offers you flexibility. Enroll anytime, choose your own provider, and select the program that fits your needs and budget. CHM is the original faith-based way of taking care of your medical bill costs. Learn more at chministries.org/wellness.
You heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than $1 a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
8:03 Friday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, our traffic person, man, thing, Chuck Whitaker.
New minor wreck, northern Baltimore County, Belfast Road. Might be very close to the ramp at I-83. It's not on 83, but if you're on Belfast Road, local traffic, watch for that. If you're in the city around Cherry Hill, there's an accident, Hanover Street at Reedbird Avenue. The state police say they still have the right lane blocked at an incident southbound I-95 in Harford County near the ramp at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
There may be an isolated shower early on this Friday, then a few scattered afternoon showers and thunderstorms with a high up to 87. More rain may fall this evening with an overnight low of 64. Showers and storms will increase through Saturday afternoon with a high near 86 and a wet Sunday with showers and thunderstorms continuing at a high of 77. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures right now are in the 60s mostly. Bel Air has 61 degrees right now. Downtown Baltimore, though, hey, they've already broken the 7-degree level at 72 downtown. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. Now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Former First Mariner Bank executive and Baltimore Blast owner Ed Hale may challenge Wes Moore in the 2026 Democrat primary for Maryland governor. Hale tells the Baltimore Banner he's pretty sure that it'll run, adding he thinks that Governor Moore will make a run for president. Meanwhile, Governor Moore has repeatedly stated he will not be running. On Thursday, Moore appeared on The View, where he once again denied that he would enter the presidential race. Chris Van Hollen and Democratic colleagues introduced legislation requiring a report from the Trump administration on its compliance with court orders for the deportations to El Salvador. The measure also calls for an assessment of El Salvador's human rights record and would require the administration to confirm if U.S. funds are being used to support the detention of U.S. residents. Angela Alsobrooks, also busy. She says she's fighting back against canceled flood prevention funding for communities in the state, including Crisfield, who has recently just received a $36 million flood mitigation grant. The FEMA organization has now canceled that grant that Crisfield had been awarded just this past year. J.D. Vance will deliver the keynote address at the U.S. Naval Academy's graduation and commissioning ceremony Friday, May 23rd, Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium in Annapolis. And Legionella bacteria detected in the water at the Baltimore Department of Social Services Biddle Street offices. Officials discovered the bacteria during proactive water testing last week. Remediation efforts have begun, including shock chlorination and flushing the water system. DSS has turned off the water in all locations where the bacteria was found. They will be testing to make sure the remediation efforts have been successful. 806 and WCBM, pick 3 lottery, 389, pick 4 and 9226. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowy. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
A quick scan of the Orioles' early season batting averages, and the only thing you can say is, how is this even possible? Three starters, Mountcastle, Rutschman, and Henderson, at 228 or less. Two others, Westberg and O'Neill, on the IL, 217 and 215, respectively. The manager sums it up.
It hasn't gone smooth at all. It's been a tough month. And, you know, we have a lot of work to do rotation-wise. We have a lot of work to do offensively.
The hoped-for May turnaround begins tonight. Dean Kramer and Michael Wacha for Kansas City, 7:05, first pitch at Camden Yards. CBS Sports releasing its post-NFL draft AFC power rankings. And the Ravens are number one, citing Baltimore's ability to keep left tackle Ronnie Stanley, sign wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins, and then draft the best rookie safety in Malachi Starks and a top pass rusher in Mike Green. They'll all be in Owings Mills this weekend. Late scratch for the Derby tomorrow, Rodriguez, a Bob Baffert trainee, with a foot bruise. The horse was considered to be among the pace setters for the Derby. Baeza will replace Rodriguez at 12-1. Baffert still has one Kentucky Derby horse left. It's two-year-old champion Citizen Bull. Journalism, by the way, still the favorite at 3-1. Coming up in 30 minutes, Major League Baseball strike zone is shrinking, and that is Stein on Sports.
Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden in Owings Mills, making it right. From Reisterstown to Pink Town, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Time number three here in the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott, Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM. In Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. He has been with us before, Dr. James Kelly. He is a DO and board certified psychiatrist. He recently co-authored a research brief with Dr. and Congressman Andy Harris on the dangers of gender affirming care. That's the surgeries that are performed on mutilating our young children, and these life-changing procedures on innocent children. He's back with us again on a Newsmaker Hotline. Dr. Kelly, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning. Glad to be back.
Thanks to have you back here. I'm going to get to your research brief here in just a second, but I don't know if you've seen it. It was released, I think, yesterday, day before. Department of Health and Human Services put out a 400-page report yesterday, warning of serious long-term risks associated with subjecting children to so-called gender-affirming care, including infertility, psychological harm. And I'm reading the executive summary here, and it says, most cases of gender dysphoria in minors resolve without medical intervention. Is that what you found in your research brief as well?
Yeah, we 9 out of 10 resolve without any problems. Because all children, all humans, have concerns about their bodies. So that issue of being concerned has been with us forever. It's just how all this has been distorted. And it's really a war on children and parents. And the way that this came about is a war on words. Let's look at this word and this this phrase, gender-affirming care. Okay, gender really originally talked about classification of pronouns. It's really about grammar, not about sex originally. Affirm means to declare positively. Care means to have concern. So if you think about it, who could be against caring? So they changed the words, and it's really a label lie. These are nice words that are collected together to make people that don't agree with it look like the bad guy. And those that expose the truth then get attacked. What we're talking about, and this is happening right now in Maryland, on children. We're just focusing on children. Gender-affirming care, which really is gender-abusive care or gender-destructing care, includes cutting off children's penises, cutting off their testicles, castration, cutting off their breasts, removing ovaries or uterus. Okay, and then they can create a permanent wound inside someone to make something appear like a fake vagina that doesn't have any function, or an adult. They're also doing other things, creating an artificial tube that simulates a penis. They'll give children hormones to block their puberty. This interferes with what is normal thing. The purpose of caring, health care, should be to help children naturally improve upon their nature, not destroy their nature. And all this can occur in Maryland without parents' knowledge, without a parent's consent, against the parent's desire. And then it can be done with our tax dollars.
Dr. Kelly, please hold on a moment or two if you could. We have a brief break to take, and then more coming up with Dr. James Kelly. It's 813, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. If you're heading to work, traffic and weather on the threes is primary for you. Here's Chuck.
We have possible delays here now. 95, both north and southbound in Harford County. We had police activity southbound on Route 24. Now there's a report of a wreck on the northbound side, same area. So right around exit 76, 77. Need to be on the lookout for that on both sides of the roadway. Unfortunately, both of the cameras in that area are out. But heads up north of Mountain Road, and heads up if you're coming south from Bell Camp on 95 south. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel says partly cloudy today. Chance of scattered showers and storms, 87. Right now, 71 and partly cloudy in Annapolis. It is 70 in Pikesville. On our newsmaker hotline, Dr. James Kelly, DO and board certified psychiatrist. We're talking about the mutilation of our children here in the state of Maryland. No, a year ago, we had Governor Moore sign an executive order to protect this gender abusive or gender destructive procedures, as you have described them, Dr. Kelly, where Maryland now is becoming a destination for children to be mutilated.
Yes. And it's a total distortion because it's camouflaged under the idea of we're caring. But it really, what it's about is the government saying, we know how to take care of children better than their parents. We know better. We're going to do what we think. And what's on the horizon and what has happened is that parents who love their children, who understand that their children are having a problem accepting who they are and they're uncomfortable in their own skin and trying to help the child move through that, they're losing custody to the state. And then the children can get these mutilations, right? I mean, imagine this. I mean, we're mutilating their genitals. And this is permanent. And so their kids now who've gone through these procedures, who've had these puberty blockers, these hormones, and are having a horrible problem. And so now the stories are starting to come out. And so what's also happening then is some of the the policymakers, usually it's in the Democrat-dominated areas, they're protecting this brutal, barbaric procedures like Governor Moore has done. This protects the physician who is mutilating these children or the hospitals, and it keeps the money flowing. So in Maryland, there are millions of dollars that is being spent on mutilating these children.
Dr. Kelly, once upon a time, prefrontal lobotomies were viewed as normal in your field. They no longer are. Do you see a time where this, although it's viewed as normal by some of the population right now, will no longer be seen as so? And if so, when would that happen and under what circumstances?
That's a perfect analogy. So the medical establishment betrayed us back then with frontal lobotomy. So a frontal lobotomy is brain surgery where they go into the frontal lobe, which is in the front of your head, and cause some permanent brain damage. It is a quick fix. It may reduce uncomfortable behaviors, but then it leaves the person very docile, and it is a permanent change, a permanent damage. This is very similar.
Let's talk a little bit about that, Dr. Kelly, the permanent and irreversible complications. What are you seeing? What is being reported as to the kinds of damage and side effects from having these life-altering surgeries?
Well, if we look at the chemical castrations or the chemical mutilations, which is giving hormones, opposite-sex hormones, it interferes with the bones. Some people are having fractures because similar to the effects when women get older and your hormones change and your bones get brittle. They're infertile. They can't conceive children. Once you damage somebody's penis, testicles, breast, vagina, as adults then, and when they come out of this phase, their sexual relationships are destroyed. Their sense of who they are is destroyed. Often they want to go back. They go, yeah, I realize I was wrong, but now it's too late. I don't look like a boy. I don't look like a girl. I don't look like a man. I don't look like a woman. I'm stuck in the middle, and I don't fit anywhere.
Yeah, that's called detransitioning, and you hear many people who have detransitioned. There's nothing they can do physically. I mean, it is permanent damage, but they hope to, I guess, get some kind of mental detransitioning or healing from what they have been forced to go through. Look, other countries have awakened to this problem. Sweden, Finland, Great Britain, and others. What do you think is going to take for Maryland and the United States to stop this aberrant medical procedure?
I think we have to follow the money. There are millions and millions of dollars that are being made by these systems, even in Maryland. And we need to cut off the money fund. The taxpayers need to be aware that our tax dollars are being stolen by our government in Maryland to mutilate our children and to put parents at risk who realize that their children are having a problem. Because if a child now in Maryland goes to school and tells the guidance counselor, gee, I'm having some concerns about my body, that child, without the parents being notified, can be funneled into these systems and have these procedures, get these puberty blockers, and the parents will never even know. This even happened to Elon Musk's child,
right,
in
yeah,
California.
Yeah, true. We're out of time here, but the website StopTheHarmDatabase.com is one. MarylandFamily.org is another.
And there's one other thing. Prager University has a good thing. You could YouTube Prager University Trans Kids,
right,
and MarylandFamily.org has the paper that I wrote with Dr. Andy Harris.
Very good. Dr. Kelly, thanks again
for
leading the charge here. Thanks for joining us here this morning. Appreciate that. That's Dr. James Kelly. Right now, time for Vinny Steele, your home sold guarantee realty company and real estate expert. Good morning, Vinny.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Friday. Happy May.
Same to you, man.
Yes, it is the first weekend in May. It's a great real estate weekend. Last week, you were telling us about how an increase in inventory may affect our local real estate market. So what does that mean for sellers out there trying to time the market correctly to make sure they're getting the most money possible?
Yeah, Sean, you know, we talked last week about inventory levels being up about 9% nationwide. And we know historically what happens in other parts of the country does eventually happen here. So we're monitoring what's going on in other states so we can understand what may be headed our way. And in some parts of our country, the market has already shifted from a seller's market to a buyer's market.
Okay, no, I wonder what makes that happen. So a buyer's market. What does that mean? Does that mean more inventory and lower prices?
Yeah, Bruce, that's exactly right. You know, just like we were discussing last week, depending on your county, your zip code, even down to your street, is going to determine which category your home falls into.
Absolutely. So if I'm thinking about selling my home, Vinny, I may want to get a little bit ahead of the potential buyer's market, but I'm not really, you know, ready to actually make a move. What advice can you give those sellers out there?
You know, Sean, I would say that regardless of what type of market that we're in, you have to be ready to make a move. You know, the last thing you want to do is rush into making a move. So having a plan in place is key, even if you're not quite ready to pull the trigger. I mean, we're meeting with sellers today that aren't actually going to be ready to sell for another 3 to 6 months.
Wow. So what about a seller that may be in one of these areas where inventory is increasing, and now they're concerned that their home price is going to decrease?
You know, Bruce, for those home sellers who may not, you know, they're not quite ready to sell, they can take advantage of our price lock guarantee, where we can guarantee them a minimum of 100% of market value, or we'll personally pay them the difference. So even if the market shifts in their area, they're going to be protected. We provide a guaranteed price up front, and if the price decreases, we pay the difference. So if you're thinking about making a move this year, would like a price guarantee to protect you from any potential market changes, you can give us a call, shoot me a text, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. Or always visit us on the web at vinnyceo.com.
Thanks, Vinny. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next Friday.
All right, we'll see you guys.
Thank you, Vinny. Appreciate it.
That's Vinny Steele. By the way, Sandra has texted into the show. She says, I don't need a camera for Chuck.
Oh, yeah.
So, I'm not quite sure, you know, how to interpret that.
Well, what does that mean?
Maybe she already knows what you look like. Maybe she doesn't want to know what you look like.
Yeah.
It's a secret.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you.
She'll find out at the Crab Feast and Chuck Roast coming up Friday, June 20th, at Jimmy's Famous Seafood. You can get your tickets at WCBM.com.
And I have my face up on the website, too.
Yeah, well, by the way, just so you know, what Chuck Roast, very much like a young but slightly better-looking Tom Selleck. That pretty much should give you a clue. It's 823, traffic and weather on the threes. Here he is, Hawaii 5-0 Johnson.
My pal, Bruce Elliott. Wait till next week when the boss isn't here. I'm going to rip you to shreds.
By the way, Selleck wasn't in Hawaii 5-0. That was Magnum P.I.
Oh, Magnum P.I. That's right.
I told you.
Wrong Hawaii show.
I have no idea what the hell he's talking about.
I never do. It's quite high charm.
I'll talk now.
Okay.
I'll talk now. Southbound 95. Police activity apparently still there. Unfortunately, the cameras there at Route 24 are not working, either north or southbound. So we see the data that says there's a backup southbound because of activity there in the right lane. Apparently, the wreck northbound was minor at Route 24. There's no impact there. Belfast Road 83, minor wreck there. We're looking at the junction right here at 95 Russell Street, 395. That's a long exit ramp from 95 south onto the parkway. So it's a single lane. Takes a little while to work your way through there and then out onto the parkway. But the good news is both the tunnels now are clear with all the lanes open southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast, partly cloudy today, and chance scattered shower and storm, 87, rain overnight, carrying into tomorrow, scattered showers and storms, and 86. And right now, it is 72 in Arnold, 71 in Dundalk, and time to see which Democrat emerges from a Democrat clown EV.
Ladies ladies and gentlemen. 8:25 right now. Talk Radio 680. WCBM. It's Friday. And boy, I tell you, this is a special one. If you've been with us the whole show, you may have heard this earlier. But for those who joined us later, this is just a moment in time you will never, ever forget. Clown car enters the big top, makes a series of left turns, comes to a full stop, and out steps the former candidate for the presidency, and she hopes the candidate for the presidency for the Democrats in 2028, Kamala Harris, who made her reopening, I guess, for her 2028 campaign yesterday, and she made a serious speech full of tremendous insights, and I think it's only appropriate that we have the right music for her to give us one of the greatest revelations she's had in the last couple of months.
Please allow me, friends, to digress for a moment. Okay. It's kind of dark in here, but I'm asked for a show of hands. Who saw that video from a couple of weeks ago? The one of the elephants at the San Diego Zoo during the earthquake? Google it if you've not seen it.
See what I mean? You don't get that kind of philosophical insight into the nature of politics anywhere else but from Kamala Harris, who can see tomorrow's elephants without even smelling the peanuts on their breath. Thanks, Kamala.
Well, I'm going to Google it right now to see what comes up. Kamala, what'd you say, elephants?
Elephants.
Okay.
San Diego Zoo.
All right. Let's just do Kamala and elephants and see what comes up. It's all pictures of Kamala.
Yeah.
Which, there's...
Oh, is she on The View? That's one of the ones that came up for me.
No, just Whoopi.
Whoopi.
Just Whoopi and Joy.
Yes.
Not the rest of that. Speaking of The View, Governor Moore was on The View yesterday. We have got some incredible clips to share with you about that. Now, the actual video that she wants, this bizarre reference that she wants you to look at does not come up. Wait a minute, here's one. This is an NBC video. But it doesn't have the video of the camels, the elephants. So I'm sure it did happen.
It's very profound.
I'm not saying she made it up.
It's an earth shattering.
Here's YouTube. Let's see. It comes up on YouTube. No, that's just a description of what it has. So, all right, we'll have to do some more homework and see if we can come up with the actual elephant video.
Yeah, Google it. You won't find it, but it'll keep you busy for a while.
Right. Kamala Hears a Who. That might be the,
yes,
the latest.
New Dr. Seuss book.
There. Who knows? Just incredible. All right, my name is Michael Friedman. The Law Office is Michael A. Friedman, the best in the business when it comes to representing personal injury, serious accidents that do result in serious injury. Don't try to do this on your own. Don't try to be your own lawyer. I have heard many people tell me that. Why should I pay whatever the percentage is, 30%, 40%, whatever it is? Because you don't know what you're doing. And oftentimes you permanently damage your claim. So the best advice I can give anybody, because I've had people in my family use Michael and Stephen and Rachel Alpert Friedman and all the other attorneys there and members of our listening audience and coworkers and colleagues, just call Michael. And all you have to do is make that one phone call, and they'll take care of everything from there, from that point on. You don't have to worry about dealing with the insurance company, battling with them, or dealing to find doctors. And in some cases, they can advance medical costs. Or if you've totaled your vehicle, a lot of firms won't even touch that. They'll take care of that for you as well. It's called diminution of value at the law firm. So remember the law firm of Michael A. Friedman, one of the 10 best each and every year in Maryland. 410-363-6848. Toll free 1-800-782-7800. 203 online maflaw.com.
By the way, Sean, from what I understand, it's all happening at the zoo.
Right? Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It is.
I do believe it.
Simon and Garfunkel would tell you that.
I do believe it's true. 8:30, time for news. J.D. Vance will be delivering the keynote address at the U.S. Naval Academy's graduation and commissioning ceremony on Friday, May 23rd, Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium in Annapolis. Vance had enlisted in the Marine Corps after high school, where he served as a military journalist for 4 years, attaining the rank of colonel. He is then a graduate of Ohio State University and Yale Law School. His political career began in 2023 when he was sworn into the Senate representing Ohio. The graduation and commissioning ceremony is closed to the public. It will be live streamed on the Academy's YouTube channel. Legionella bacteria detected in the water at the Baltimore Department of Social Services on Biddle Street. Officials discovered the bacteria during a proactive water testing last week. Remediation efforts began, including shock chlorination and flushing the water system. Several groups held May Day demonstrations in Baltimore, converging on McKeldin Street yesterday to wrap up their rallies. The city demonstrations included protests against the president and the administration, doing what they say is affecting jobs, health care, immigrant rights, and protections for international students. Demonstrations also took place in Frederick. Four people there were arrested for assaulting police. Frederick police say there were several peaceful demonstrations, but one group began striking passing vehicles with umbrellas and escalating tensions. When the officers tried to de-escalate, they were assaulted and the suspects were arrested. Former First Mariner Bank executive and Baltimore Blast owner Ed Hale may challenge Wes Moore in the 2026 Democrat primary for Maryland governor. Hale says that he's, quote, pretty sure that he'll run, adding he thinks Governor Moore will make a run for president. It's 8:32 right now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Pick three, lottery number 389. Pick four, 9226. And now at 8:33, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Some slow areas still out there on the Beltway. The Parkville side is starting to clear out right there in the area at Hartford Road. And then the inner loop is starting to clear as you're coming over. But busy Park Heights Avenue over to Green Spring through the JFX. The west side still there. Had a big problem way early this morning at 5:30 on the outer loop before Liberty Road. Started with that backup. Never really recovered. So we're still slow. We're moving all the lanes, but it's still 795 down to Route 40. And then finally getting better after we pass the ramps at Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
There may be an isolated shower early on this Friday, then a few scattered afternoon showers and thunderstorms with a high up to 87. More rain may fall this evening with an overnight low of 64. Showers and storms will increase through Saturday afternoon with a high near 86 and a wet Sunday with showers and thunderstorms continuing at a high of 77. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Our financial system is cracking under pressure. Your retirement is at risk. Take control now. Lear Capital is offering a free Sky High Silver Report and Precious Metals IRA Guide at BetterNestEgg.com. Don't leave your future to chance. Go to BetterNestEgg.com. Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. With the Royals in town for a 7:05 first pitch tonight, the Birds begin the process of reversing the worst 30-game start to a season for the franchise since 2019. Manager Brandon Hyde looking to leave April behind.
You know, good teams have bad months, and that's what we're really focused on, just one game at a time, one series at a time, trying to win as many series as possible.
Birds are 25th or lower in 8 team offensive categories to this point. They're second to last in the league in team ERA. Ravens get their first on-field look at their draft class this weekend in Owings Mills, recognized nationally as one of the best overall in the league. Sixth-round pick Aeneas Peebles turning some heads. 6'1", 289-pound D-tackle with pass rush ability out of Virginia Tech. Here's Ravens GM Eric DaCosta.
Aeneas Peebles is Coach Harbaugh, one of his guys. He loved his tape. We loved his explosion. He's a little undersized, but he's a twitchy, disruptive player who can rush the passer. He plays hard. I think he's got a really, really good skill set for us as a third down sub rusher who runs to the football and can make some plays.
You don't often hear a 289-pound lineman called twitchy. College lacrosse playoffs yesterday. The number 2 seed Maryland men advance 10-8 over Penn State. They'll take on number 1 seed Ohio State tomorrow in College Park for the Big Ten Championship. Calvert Hall's Daniel Kelly led the Terps with a career-high 5 goals. Locally, how about the Towson Tigers? Mikey Washar out of Archbishop Spalding, a career-high 8 points, and Bodie Maurer, the game-winner, high to low. In overtime, Towson defeats Hofstra 11-10. They advance to the CAA title game against Drexel. The Tigers are 14th in the country. They've won 9 games in a row. UMBC season ended last night 9-7 at the hands of UAlbany in the America East semifinal. Dematha Catholic's Jordan Galloway playing his final game for the Retrievers with 3 goals. Navy women's lacrosse wins their rematch against Army 18-9. The final, they advance to the Patriot League final against Loyola. Love him or hate him, Bob Baffert is a name even the most casual horse racing fan may recognize. The Hall of Fame trainer is tied for the most Kentucky Derby wins with 6 and has won 17 Triple Crown races, entering the 25 Derby tomorrow. After spending the last 3 years unable to be part of the run for the Roses due to a 3-year suspension, Baffert is back, but he doesn't have Rodriguez, who's been scratched. The only horse that he has in the race is Citizen Bull. NASCAR at the Texas Motor Speedway Saturday at 2 p.m. The Miami Grand Prix set for this Sunday at 4. Yesterday was media day, and reigning champion Max Verstappen was AWOL because of a good reason. His girlfriend, Kelly Piquet, the daughter of former F1 champ Nelson Piquet, is expecting the couple's first child. The time now is 8:37. When we return, the case of the shrinking strike zone.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
This came at the behest of the Umpires Labor Association. Umpires in the past have used a 2-inch buffer around the black of the plate to call balls and strikes. In other words, if it was within 2 inches, they had leeway. Well, that buffer has been reduced to 3/4 of an inch.
Wow.
On both sides. So basically, it's about 2.5 inches total. And so therefore, strike calls have become rarer, less strikes have been called, but more accurately. And so now umpires who get graded at the end of the season, or even from game to game, get higher grades because their numbers are more accurate because they don't have to have that leeway of calling strikes and balls.
How do they tell them?
From the computer. Computer-generated models, the game, exactly. They
review.
Some of these
are from the umpire's vision, we know that.
Definitely not because of that. Some of them, yeah. So, yeah.
Now they actually use their seeing-eye dog to do that for them instead of the black.
The interesting thing is, overall, in the majors, batting averages are way down. Team batting averages are at the lowest level in, like, the last 15 years.
Wow. Quick note, by the way, Texas Motor Speedway, Sunday.
2 p.m.
2 p.m. I think it's 3:30 start on Sunday for the Cup Series in Texas.
Well, he's correcting me.
Yeah. Mm. I'm pretty sure it is.
So he beat the Texters to it.
Any favorites in the Derby? Because, you know, the last the last 6 Derbies, the favorites have not finished. They have not won.
That's correct. I'm going to go with the Baffert horse, Citizen Bull, at 20-1.
Yeah. Right. I like Sovereignty for some reason. I think that's a 5-1 shot.
I love the name.
Yeah.
I've always been in favor of Sovereignty myself.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You know what? Me too. Yeah.
People, everybody's going to jump on Journalism and Publisher. Yeah. That's going to be the big exactly. You know that.
Well, those are 2 missing ingredients right now in the media.
All right, we'll see.
Yes. Honesty is running in the early race.
Honesty has no chance anymore.
All right, we'll see what happens. Thanks, Gary.
Have a great weekend.
8:39, the governor was on The View. Oh, what a love fest it was. In fact, if you turned in late, you thought maybe it was on-air orgy.
You're saying that for sure?
I'm not running.
Politicians do not say things like that. They say it's too early. I mean, all sorts of things. He's doing a pretty bang-up job in Maryland.
Yeah.
I lived in Maryland for 2 years.
Yeah, but what if we really... Yeah. Wait a minute. What if we really, really, really need
him? No. I'm really excited about the work that's happening right now in the state of Maryland.
He's killing it.
Yeah, I mean,
he's killing it in Maryland. He's killing Maryland is what he's doing.
We haven't done Love Fest. The only one that didn't participate was Whoopi. The rest of them, yeah, Joy Behar and Sarah Haynes and Sonny Hostin and the other faux Republican there, Farrah, not Fawcett. Yeah. Just amazing. But then he went on to talk about one of the problems, one of his causes near and dear to his heart.
The data is just absolutely staggering. Mm-hmm. If you look at the state of Maryland, boys have have four times the chance of committing suicide than our young girls. Aww. In the state of Maryland, boys have four times the chance of overdosing than our young girls, have 10 times the chance of being a victim of homicide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you just have to follow the data to see that something is going on, and we have to spend more attention and time of what's happening with our boys. Mm-hmm. But the other thing is, for me, it is very personal, because I was raised by a single mom. Mm-hmm. And my mom would be the first one to tell you, she could teach me so much, and she taught me so much. But there's certain nuance about being a man that she could not teach me. Mm-hmm. Just same thing, I have an amazing 13-year-old daughter. Mm-hmm. And there's certain nuances about being a woman I just can't teach her because I don't know it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That we have to do more to be able to engage our young men and boys. We have to do more to get them involved inside of issues of education and health care and as mentors and support systems. Mental health. Mm-hmm. And it's why we are really the first state in the country now that has an entire administration, every one of my cabinet secretaries, every one of my agency heads. We now have an entire performance cabinet that is zeroing in on this issue about, if you can lift up men and boys in our state, you're going to lift up everybody.
What word did he not say? What word was left out of that?
Father would be
yes.
Nice. Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
He just couldn't bring himself to say the word father when he's talking about struggling men, struggling boys. Finally, of course, Joy Behar was goading him. Oh, please, sir, you're running. Are you running? We need you to run because, after all, the Democrats got nobody else.
I think that means you have to run. Are you going to run?
I am not running.
You're not?
I'm not running.
It's saying that. You're saying that for sure?
I'm not running.
I'm not running, he says.
Mm-hmm.
He's on all these national shows. And he says he's not running. Well, no. That's just incredible. He told a couple other whoppers as well.
Yes.
On the other view, like he had given everybody a tax cut. Ah, come on, please. But he is running. Make no mistake about it. Whether or not he announces it soon or later, he's running.
Yep.
And then Hale Sr. thinks he's running as well. That's why he's getting into the race.
8:43 right now. Talk radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Getting ready for tea time, which I believe is at 9:01 this morning. It's Chuck Whitaker.
Close. 9:15.
No, I see.
95. Right here at DeSoto Road, Caton Avenue, all the lanes are open. That ramp area, 395, has cleared itself out. The ramp down to the BW Parkway has gotten a lot better now. So we're fine. Even all the sky ramps are open right there at Camden Yards. Both the tunnels really good shape right now. No problems there. There's a report there may be a minor wreck now northbound near the Maryland House exit as you're going up 95 through Harford County. Could see some activity there. And earlier there was some police activity southbound on I-95. 95 in Harford County at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast, a mixture of sun and clouds, chance of scattered shower storms throughout the day, high about 87, rain expected overnight, maybe into tomorrow as well. Tomorrow's high about 86 degrees, so we got some precipitation in the forecast. Right now, 71 and sunny in Bel Air. It is 72 in Middle River. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby, just like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby, give it to me, give it to me.
So in 2019, the story just starting to come about again because of this 12-year-old wrestler named Austin Scranton. He allowed a 14-year-old with cerebral palsy named Lucas Lachina to live out his dream of wrestling for his school team. Always wanted to wrestle for the team, but he has cerebral palsy, and obviously there are some physical limitations and restrictions that prevent him to do that. So Austin, he just didn't go through the motions. He gave Lucas a good challenge while also making sure Lucas was in a safe position to succeed and get the pin. Here is Austin and Lucas's mom talking about the incredible experience that Austin Scranton gave her son.
kind of just told me a little bit about Lucas, like how he has like a feeding tube and how I need to be careful with him since I'm a little bit bigger than him.
Kids can be mean. They can be really cruel. And that's probably my biggest, what makes my heart so happy is that boys like Austin.
I wanted to help some kid that loves the same sport as me and help him to be like really happy. It proves that you can do anything if you put your mind to it.
Yeah. And he did. That's just an incredible act of kindness on the part of that young 12-year-old boy. By the way, in case you missed it, Chuck Schumer was out there trying to trash Trump on his 100th day anniversary, talking about these fake polls, you know, the compost and the New York slimes, and you know the Fox News poll, which is a liberal poll as well, just as bad as ABC News, Washington Compost, and the others. But listen to how he gets trolled by a reporter when discussing Trump's poll numbers.
The polls this week show Trump has the lowest 100-day approval rating since they started polling 80 years ago. The lowest. Yes.
There was a poll out today that has your approval rating lower than any other congressional leader at 17%. Are you concerned that you may be a liability for your party?
Polls come and go. Our party is united. We're on our front foot. We're stepping forward, going after Trump, and having real success.
He's talking about Trump's poll numbers, and the reporter says, there's a poll out today saying that you have the lowest number of any congressional members, 17. Oh, polls come and go. Polls come and go. Oh, my God. Polls come and go.
It's classic.
Is that a classic? He is such a loser. Such a loser. And if AOC decides to run for the Senate for his seat, could be interesting.
Yeah.
As they would say. What the hell's going on in Texas? House Bill 366 would make it a crime to distribute altered media, including political memes, without a government-approved disclaimer. Violators could face up to a year in jail. The State Affairs Committee took up the bill by the former Speaker of the House, Dade Phelan, on Wednesday. It targets political advertising and features an image, audio recording, or video recording of an office holder or candidate's appearance, speech, or conduct that did not occur in reality. It's parody. The Supreme Court has ruled in the past that there's a wide latitude of parody because it is political expression. It is protected by First Amendment issues. And in the Texas House, allegedly controlled by Republicans, they're now going to criminalize political parody and these political memes.
They won't stand the test.
I would certainly hope not.
Yeah. Look, the people don't like being made fun of. Unless it's our job, basically. Politicians hate being made fun of. So you get a couple of powerful politicians in either party, any party. If you make fun of them often enough, they're going to see what they can do to make sure you don't have the ability to make fun of them anymore. Put on your big boy pants.
Yeah.
You chose a public life. Politicians make some pretty good money for what they do for a living. And sorry, you're being made fun of, but, you know, you'll somehow, you know, cry yourself out. And get through the tears and get back to work.
By the way, this federal judge Trump appointed yesterday issued a permanent injunction barring the Trump administration from using the Alien Enemies Act to remove Venezuelan gang members and transport them to El Salvador. U.S. District Judge Fernando Rodriguez called the president's invocation of the act unlawful. And they went on to explain in his ruling that this wasn't a typical, wasn't a military invasion. There were no armies or navies or uniformed individuals coming into the country carrying guns invading the country, and that's the reason why he said Trump could not invoke this wartime act. But I would posit that things have changed dramatically.
Yeah.
You have
a cyber attack, which is pretty serious.
Exactly.
Doesn't mean living home, basically.
And does it change if maybe they weren't all carrying firearms? Some were. But if they're carrying deadly poisons, if they're carrying deadly diseases, if their intent is to sneak into the country and commit terrorist acts, that I would think would qualify as an invasion. Because now we know the cartels are paying them to do that.
Sure.
And we just had Gary Burnson, the former CIA officer, saying that his intel has it that the TDA, the Venezuelan gang, was sent here, deployed here,
right,
specifically to cause instability in the United States.
Yeah, and to kill anybody who didn't like Maduro.
Right.
And so you have a foreign terrorist army in this country, unless they're rooted out and sent the hell out of here. I think it's going to be an interesting court case to watch this, because I think that I think Trump ends up with the power. Beyond that, as these things go, it may be way beyond the point that anybody cares by the time they get around to deciding.
It's 8:51. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Have you heard of plantar fasciitis? Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. Imagine jumping off the back of a pickup truck onto some rocks. That's what it felt like when I was suffering from plantar fasciitis. After searching and trying so many other products, I finally found relief with Goodfeet Arch Supports, and they still keep me running today. Now I get to help others who are struggling with plantar fasciitis to live their life pain-free. Here's another customer sharing their Goodfeet story.
Plantar fasciitis feels like pointed, sharp pain. It just hurts all the time. It feels like your foot is squeezing on itself. When I drove past the Goodfeet store, I thought, I'm just going to stop in. They wanted to make sure that they gave me the right arch support that were personally fitted just for me. Then it was like, okay, this is something special. These make a difference.
The Goodfeet store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across Greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The Rob Carson Show.
Coal and oil and water, they were all placed here by God. And there has to be some sort of serendipitous reason that we were able to discover these elements that were in the earth. They are natural, but it's there for us to use. And there's nothing wrong with it. And if you think that wind and solar are going to cut it, you're going to be sitting in darkness. And they just learned the hard way in España.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
By the way, Tony says you have to pay attention to these politicians, these weasels. Basically, a less is more, told the cackling hens on The View. I'm not running. That's present tense, meaning I'm not running
today.
Now.
Correct.
Or today. He did not say I won't run
not.
In yeah. the future. A nuanced Clinton-esque, it depends on what the definition of the word is statement.
8:53 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It is a time for traffic and weather on the threes, and Chuck Whitaker.
Two areas on the Beltway, a little bit slow yet. West side coming down from 795 down through Frederick Road, and then it gets better. The interloop through Park Heights and around to Green Spring, just a speed reduction there. Parkville side has cleared out. Both the tunnels are running fine. And the late trip through Annapolis, everybody's okay. Looks like most of that backup and slowing is cleared now from I-97 and Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says it'll be partly cloudy today. Chance for some scattered showers, storms throughout the day. High of 87, low 64 tonight. Looks like scattered showers, storms tomorrow, 86. That's going to probably impact Kim's boat plans for the weekend. But you never know. Right now, it's partly cloudy, 73 in Edgewater and 73 in Arnold. Good morning, Kim Klasick, live, coming up next.
Good morning. Nothing can impact my boat plans, okay? As long as it's over 75 degrees, I'll be out there.
All right.
So we got a great show today. Of course, that body cam footage that dropped yesterday with Obrego Garcia, clearly smuggling illegal immigrants from Texas to Maryland.
Yeah.
You know what? Now I've got a theory here.
Oh, yeah?
I've got a theory that the Biden administration, DHS, under Mayorkas, I think they were very familiar with Obrego Garcia. And I think that they might have known what he was involved in. And I think maybe that's why he was chosen out of these 200 individuals that have been deported without due process that we've been hearing from. I don't know. It just seems so suspicious to me at this point.
It's interesting. You combine that with the revelation at the cabinet meeting the other day of Bobby Kennedy that the Biden administration, the Biden HHS, was complicit in the trafficking of children.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, this whole thing, the you-know-what could hit the fan
right.
any day now. If it Pam smells. Bondi can get all her, connect all the dots and T's, cross her T's and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. This smells to the high heavens. And I know we'll continue to watch and see. And I, you know what? I do have faith that this administration will get to the bottom of it. So I do have that. We're going to talk about that. Obviously, Governor Wes Moore was on The View yesterday. I did note that the ladies treated him much differently than they treated me when I was on The View.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What a shocker.
Yeah. It was very interesting.
It was a love fest.
Yes, it was.
You know? It was softballs galore, and wow.
Sonny was throwing talking points out there for Wes, because I guess he forgot some of his script. I was like, this is crazy to me. But you know what's good is I have some of the audio from, obviously, his interview yesterday, and then some from my interview back in 2020.
Oh, that'll be
and
good.
We're just going to compare the two.
That'll be good. You know who really wasn't all that enamored was Whoopi.
Yeah.
She stayed out of the fray a little bit. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder why that was.
I don't know.
Well, she's actually online trying to find the elephant video that Kamala Harris talked about.
Right. Oh, okay. All right. That's what's going on. And then, of course, we're going to talk about New York City and how they lost $14 billion in income because residents moved, especially to the state of Florida, which over a span of 5 years. So that means when they were calling Governor Ron DeSantis Death Santis, remember that
right.
whole thing
yeah.
during COVID?
Sure.
They were packing their bags and going to Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were just doing it quiet.
While Cuomo was putting the infected patients back in nursing homes.
Yep. Yep. Yeah.
Along with others. So, and look, the same thing's going to happen here in the state of Maryland.
Yeah, they don't
oh, absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Absolutely. This is the same situation here. Exactly. We're now the third highest tax state in the entire country.
Yeah.
And people will do the rational thing. They'll say, I can live here. Well, particularly here. I can live here. I can live in Delaware.
Well, that has prompted Ed Hale Sr. to start to explore and see if there is a path for him to challenge more in the primary.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't like his comment, though. He said, oh, I think he's going to run for president. That's why I'm confident about getting in. It's like, wait a minute.
Well, come on. Don't you think he's running for president?
He's running.
I do believe that, but it's like you don't have to throw that into your statement. You know what I mean?
Well, what did you think of Trump thinking Stephen A. Smith should run?
Yeah.
Oh, I talked about that a little bit.
The waters
Yeah, some people called in and was like, you know what, there's no way that he would run as a Republican, so Trump probably doesn't really care.
No, he probably just, stirring up the buck.
Yeah. Right. That was cute, though.
All right, Kim. Kim Klasick Live, coming up next guys. Right after the 9 o'clock news.
On Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Well, the Democrats, they want you to know they are completely united. They have a united front, unlike those fractious Republicans.
Our caucus is united. You know, look at this. The Republicans on this upcoming reconciliation bill, which sets the funding for the whole government, they're fighting with each other. Compare that to the Democrats. We're totally united. We're totally united in my caucus.
Totally united. That, of course, is Chuck Schumer.
James Carville, meet David Hogg.
However, not everybody feels that way. For example, Bernie Sanders has a rather trenchant couple of questions.
United around what? Are we united around guaranteeing health care to all people? Are we united in tackling a corrupt campaign finance system?
No, you're simply united around hating Donald Trump.
We're united around taking private jets while screaming about the oligarchy.
Yeah, it is. Fight the Olive Garden. That's how I continue to say that. That's an important thing to do. All right. Imagine losing the ability to hear somebody say, I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment. How about just hearing the birds chirp first thing in the morning, or your favorite song, or conversations with old friends? Now, if this kind of suffering sounds familiar, call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100. Dr. Well, let's just say Gaff and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach to each patient's treatment plan with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates, the trusted name in Maryland for over 45 years, offices throughout the entire state, in the entire metro area. 410-944-3100 online, aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100. Is your getaway day?
Yeah, my getaway day. I'm out on vacation. I'll be in Florida all next week, so thanks for holding down the fort. Nina will be here most of the week, and of course, Kristen and Chuck will be here, and Julie as well will be handling the news, so thanks so much. Appreciate that, and we'll see you in a week or so. Until then, have a great weekend. God bless our troops. God bless America.
See them bright and early Monday morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland.